It's a prank call show featuring Pat and Fox, Dozer and D. Visit prankwiki.com and pranksessionradio.com.
Okay, good evening, everybody. You're live for the March 1st, 2013 show. My name is Dozer, and this is Prank Session Radio. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody where to watch us. We're live on PrankSessionRadio.com as well as MadhouseLive.com. Live video streaming is at tinychat.com/prankSession or live video on the PSR website tab. Please go to the Request a Prank on the PSR website and request a prank if you would like. The call-in lines are now open. The number is 1-503-616-3PSR. Other words, 503-616-3777. So once again, my name is Dozer, and this is PSR. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the rest of the group. First, we have Patton Fox. Say hello, Patton.
Hi.
Yay. And Polaris.
And up,
D.
Y'all.
Say hello, y'all. D, say hello.
Hello, D.
Say hello.
D, you're really low for some reason.
Oh, my bad. Here we go. My mic.
Now you're there. There's D, the star of PSR. So, yeah, welcome tonight. We're going to do some good calls, and hopefully we'll get a lot of fun stuff in here. So thank you for listening. Let's do. Who do we have in the chat right now? We have Cactus, NPSA Cobra, Nova, Evil Ideas, Mizufan, Polaris, Enigma, someone named Band. I said Nova, and looks like we'll probably get some more people in here. We also have a few people, a handful. Let me check how many. We have 10 people right now listening on Mixlr. Welcome to the show, Mixlr people. I want to give a quick shout out to Carlito and Milkman for letting us use the stream tonight. We appreciate that. It's a big help.
Thank you for your
letting
call.
Us use your channel. Let's get into the calls.
Your business and the opportunity to assist you.
Mm.
Please continue to hold.
And hello, Breakfast Squid.
Working hard.
You said hi.
Just as soon as possible.
Okay. Let's see. What do we got? 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 We'll start from the top.
Oh, this isn't. Sorry, bud.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have Mizu fans request a prank. I told them we would do that first. Do
you That's want that what number? I was going to say.
Oh, okay, perfect. That was hilarious.
Yeah, this is Mizu fan. It's Mizu, isn't it? Mizu. I think Missouri when I hear his name. Anyway, it's a horse tape, and he wants us to talk about horse porns or something. It's a double horse feature called Misty and the Wildfire in the Arabian DVD. Give me a second now. Here, somebody format this number. Nobody did, so it's going to take a second. Here. And here's the ad for it. Guess we'll start off with Dozer on the first call.
Okay, is this the request for prank?
Yeah, he said make it about porno.
Okay.
If you read the Craigslist, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
Carol,
Dominique,
Julie, and Jeremy, please leave a message.
Okay, they didn't answer.
We could try back.
Yeah,
Misty, on an island off the Virginia coast, lives a centuries-old band of wild ponies. Look, this mysterious phantom.
The whole band.
True.
A rounding sea chair that eludes all efforts to capture her. That it's like young brother and sister lay eyes on her. Oh. Although remained a creature of the wild, her gentle, loyal Colt Misty would stay in their lives forever.
Beautiful story.
wildfire. Lindsay is a teenage girl who talked into driving across country to visit her uncle in the Midwest. He has never recovered from a tragedy in her past. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think we're plugging Double Horse Feature too much. We don't want people to go put that on and turn off the show.
I really got it.
Alonzo J. I'm not sure who it is, but someone could take it. It's an actual person.
Alonzo.
He still does.
Hello?
Hey, Alonzo.
Yes.
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing okay. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Listen, well, I'm calling from the place that you owe a lot of money to. Were you ever going to pay that, or you know this because you paid for the year subscription to wakeupcalls.tk. I'm calling from the IT department, and they wanted me to call you because whoever placed the order, they placed the wake up call at a very unusual time during the day. Did you request a wake up call, Alonzo J?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't know anybody any money.
No, yeah, I know. It's probably a mistake. What happens is a lot of people sign up for wake up calls, and they accidentally use the wrong digit. So you didn't sign up for the $60 a month wake up call? It's a $60 a month program that you signed up for. The first year is already paid. That's why I was calling. It's a very unusual time. It's deducted straight from the phone bill, sir.
Oh, no, I didn't sign up for anything like that.
No, you didn't? Okay. Do you have a computer handy? Because we can get this taken care of right away.
No, I don't use any of that.
You don't use any technology or anything?
Not a computer. My TV.
TV? Does it have a touch screen?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't think I really want to mess with you. You sound like a really nice person. Maybe we'll just move on to the next number, because I don't know. Is that okay with you, Alonzo?
I think you have the wrong person, because
I probably do. Yeah, no. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Do you want to do a prank with us, or do you want to stay on the line, maybe?
Oh, no. I don't want to buy anything.
No. You don't have to, nothing is charged. Nothing is being bought. I was just wondering if you want to stay on the line and listen while I call the next person. Would you like that, or?
No.
You sure? I mean, you might laugh. Maybe you'll laugh.
No, it's okay.
Because these people, when I call them, they get really mad at me, and sometimes it's funny. Yeah.
Probably they don't have anything.
Okay. You know what? You're probably right. Thank you, Alonzo. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Yeah, I didn't really want to go too far with that guy. He sounded... you know, a little special or whatnot.
He was so shook,
We don't need to wind him up any more than he probably is.
Okay. Oh. Jeanette Naaman, I'll do this one.
Okay.
I'm throwing in more numbers in there as well.
We're sorry.
Yeah, I wish I had the voicemail. There's a Maria Aguayo in there.
Band asked if that was Consuela from Family Guy. That was fun.
Hello.
Hey, Maria, what's up?
Hello.
Maria.
Yeah.
What are you doing, baby? What the hell?
Hello?
Hey.
I like it.
What are you doing?
Who is this?
I'm Maria's lover. Who is this?
Who is this?
I'm Maria's boyfriend. Who is this? That must have been her mother.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
That got me laughing there.
Wow, all she did was laugh weird.
Yeah, I know, but it was just must have been really weird for them right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting some good numbers off here. This is good.
Okay, here you go. I'll give this one to Lars. Here we go.
His name's Antonio.
No, it's Petra, ain't it?
Or Petra.
Call him Petra.
What do I say? Yeah.
Whatever, man. Just make something up.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
His name's Petra?
It looks like Petra.
Okay.
Hello?
Petra?
Yes?
How are you? How are you?
Okay. Are you?
I'm okay. I'm from the corporate office. I'm wondering if you had any problems with telephones today.
Oh, no. It's okay.
No problem. No problem.
No. Thank you. Wait.
Can you please dial 7 8 9 to test? Just number 7 8 9. That's all.
Why is it?
Line test. No problems, but line test to make sure. Just 7 8 9. No problems.
Are you sure? Are you?
Yes, it's diagnostic tests. Diagnostic tests. No problems, but
what's
it sends
number?
For computer. It's just 7 8 9. Just 7 8 9.
8. 8.
Yes.
7 8 9.
Just dial now. 7 8 9.
No, I'm afraid. No.
No. Don't be afraid. It's fine. It's fine. I'm from phone company. It's fine.
No, I'm afraid.
No, please, please, please. No. It's fine. No. We need this for diagnostic tests. It's fine.
No,
I promise it's
the
fine.
First time, no, the lady of the house is not home, so I cannot just take it. Okay.
But this mm-hmm. isn't for problems.
She got scared. She wouldn't just dial three numbers on the phone.
Is she still there? We got Wilson sending us in numbers now.
Shit. Shit's getting real now, man.
Yeah.
Lonesome is here, some of the numbers.
Yeah. Paste all these numbers into the pad.
Yeah, I'm gonna get more beer. I'm gonna put music for a second. You and D can talk over the music or whatnot. Talk about something interesting. So it'll get people excited to stay. I'll be right back.
You can have one of those. Oh, he's already. So, how about that airplane food, everyone? Yeah. Let me go in the chat right now.
Yeah, there's 37. It looks like there's about 8 or 10 in the tight chat. There's a good
thing.
Damn it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby.
God dang it. Keith saw. I don't think he's ever actually said damn it. He's always said dang it, hasn't he? God dang it, Bobby.
God dang it, Bobby.
That was probably good.
Dang it.
Oh, wow.
God dang it, Bobby.
Yeah, so we meet some lady yesterday. We called them up, told them that we were from Wake Up Calls, and she had to get on. We told her that our support website was meetspin.com, so she had a fun time on there.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear more Meetspin calls, let us know, because we were talking about doing something to kind of make a funny premise for Meetspinning that would be harmless, but I don't know how if they dig those or not. I mean, I think they're funny, because it's Meetspin, but, you know.
Lemon Party got a pretty funny, too.
Yeah, I mean, that one might be a little bit, it's hard to say.
God dang it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby.
God dang it, Sean.
God damn it, Bobby. Didn't I tell you to close off the propane?
Oh, God, we got a Hank Hill in the Prank Wiki chat. Or in the MassMaster chat.
propane. I work at Strickland propane.
It's pretty awesome, whoever Hank Hill is. Get a cookie. Alright, I'm gonna add in this callback number, so in case anyone wants to call back.
What callback number?
Oh, I was gonna throw the callback for our shit. The call in.
Huh?
God damn it, that's
don't give our number out, please.
God dang it, death fuck. Why you gotta be like that?
Well, don't give our number out like that, because when we call people.
I was going to call right again, death fuck. I was just letting them know that we sell propane accessories.
I got a lot of numbers from one, so.
Oh, God.
Wow, there's a cut in there now. We should be able to go for a long time without poking around for more.
Well, every time I hit copy, there's like 50 more. These are all confirmed to ones, too.
Yeah, big shout out to Lonesome for doing that, honestly. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, here. I'm going to paste all the recent ones at the top, man. We'll start calling them. Is Dozer back?
Dozer's not back yet, God damn it.
Why are you using that stupid voice? Look at all the... Look at all that.
Why are you using your stupid voice?
Look at that.
Oh, wow. I just saw what this guy was talking about. Apparently a news hole swallowed a bedroom. I'm gonna see if I can get that person's number.
Okay, I'm back. Is Patton back yet, or?
Yeah, I'm back. Look at the pirate pad. I'm still posting numbers in there, but.
Oh, wow. Well, let me check it out. It's blowing up in the past minute. Holy fucking crap.
All these are confirmed, too, so.
Holy shit, dude.
So just take a group of them. I'm still putting them at the bottom, so just. Take a group of them and put them down there for me to call. Just, I'll let you put the numbers down there, Dozer, and I'll call them. Just put what it is and what we're calling about, and let's get going.
Ooh, sounds good. Thank you, Lone, for sending in the numbers.
Much he's still doing it. Yeah, thanks.
I'm just going to go here. I'll post the first one. We'll start there.
Take your goddamn truck with
you. Okay, here's the first one.
Damn it, Bobby.
I'm just going to post all the info along with it, so whoever's doing the call has something to read off of.
Okay, so we'll just start over, I guess. This will be me.
I'll delete them as we go, though.
Okay, that's why I'm going on the... I'm only clicking numbers that Dozer puts over here now.
Sounds good.
Okay. So... offer a large variety of services to help you take care of your beloved friend. Okay, so we'll call this guy.
Okay, you taking this one?
No, we're starting over again, so you...
Shit, okay. I don't got an idea for this, man.
It's just... horse riding.
Hey, hello? Hello? Hey, hello. How are you?
Oh.
I'm calling
what...
My name is Desmond. I'm calling with the services you offer for the caretaking.
For older horses, yes.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I have a quite... very, very, very old horse here. It needs very special care.
Okay, what kind
of
care is
looking
for?
So do you do the whole nine yards, or do you just do certain services, or is
well, I have a couple different options. Me and a friend of mine are doing elderly horse care, and she has a boarding facility. She just put in three more dry lots, and then there's two pastures, and she's getting ready to put in just graded it for a round pen.
Okay. So fellatio. Okay. Okay. Very well. Do you guys ride the horses while you're taking care of them, or is it just a self-serve type of thing?
It can be both. I do ride. I have a couple horses. I have about 6 that I ride right now. And then I also have, if they're kind of retired, then it's just blanketing, any special foods, maybe turnouts, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. You turn them out too?
Yeah, they can be turned out. And there's different prices depending on if you want them turned out every day, groomed, you know, all that.
Okay.
So what really got me into it is my girlfriend that moved from Texas out here. She had her old show horse who was 28, and she was paying in the realms of like $800 for people to take his blanket on and off because we're coming into spring.
I didn't ask for your life story. You don't need to keep going with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you do the self-serve, right?
I'm gonna call her.
Did you hear me call her a slut?
That was a fucking tiny chat cam, so you didn't laugh because I was dying. The first time you said that. Yeah. Nobody heard it.
Hello? I think we got disconnected somehow.
No, I don't think we're going to work out, but thank you.
So you do offer fellatio for the horses, correct? So you said you ride
But me and you we're not going to work out. So I thank you for the call, and you have a nice night, okay?
You ride 6 at a time. You must be pretty stressed out there. I mean, stretched out there, huh? Gaping? Or no? No, I guess not.
Holy shit, dude.
A lot of sexual puns in that.
That was funny.
that was pun filled.
Glad to start off tonight on a high note.
That's pretty good. What's the next one?
Oh, the next one is a person. I think it's also another horse call. Oh, never mind. This person's offering riding lessons. It is another horse call. There you go. There's the number, all the information right there.
If you're listening on Mixler, hit the heart. Makes us famous. Okay, here we go. I'll do this one, I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, you're offering Western riding lessons.
Yes, I am.
I was wondering, so if I wanted to ride, can you teach me how to ride you Western style?
Can I teach you what?
How do I ride people Western style? You going to teach me how to ride you Western style? I don't understand.
Who is?
My name's Patton Fox.
And where are you from?
Really good at the pronunciations of y'all's words. I'm from the South usually.
Yeah, okay. So where did you get my number?
Craigslist. I'm near Modesto right now. So you gonna
are?
Yeah, so you gonna give me riding lessons on you or what? I don't she heard you laughing, Dozer. You went muted.
She fucked it up. But it's fine. I think she was laughing before anybody else was.
Oh my god, I thought I was muted. I'm so sorry, man. That was
That's
my
fine.
Fault.
I'm just saying. She laughed.
Eight worst calls in a row without it being too funny. I mean, think about it. These people probably get prank calls all the time, you know?
She sounded so into it at first.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Her specialties are speed event training.
Hey, somebody said the show got kicked from the Madhouse stream. That's what Enigma said.
Show got kicked.
It could have, fucked up or something.
Yeah, that's what Cactus said it. Aspa, Poor Tony, Enigma said it.
Kicked on there. Kick it back. I guess they were listening on there.
Okay, well, I got to kick it again one more time here.
I don't know what happened.
Listeners, just hit start again and it should work.
The fuck?
Hold I'll on. Kick it. Just
you,
think
you
of
got, it. Okay. Tell me when you kick it.
I kicked it.
Yeah.
I threw a link in there so people could hear.
Why is there no fucking start option? Well, I gotta restart, Sam. Give me 1 second here.
He says it's playing a prank in the background, but they can hear us.
They can. That's. Is RBCP's playing over us or something?
No.
No, it's not there.
Let's restart it, man.
Okay, hold on. I'm doing that right now. Have some technical difficulties here. Everybody, please stand by. We will be back on the air here shortly.
Okay.
Opening up Sam right now.
It says we're playing on there. I don't get it.
Come on, Sam, open. Mother chode.
God,
no. Okay, you kick it? Hello?
What?
You kick it?
I did. It says okay. You're on there. I'm like, how am I going to kick you off of it? Now I'll kick it.
I keep getting an error message.
Now I'll kick it. There, I kicked it again.
Okay, we should be back on the air right now.
Why am I hearing music?
Why are you hearing music? We... That was weird. You guys heard that?
Yeah.
That was the
sound effects in the Sam broadcaster. I think we should be back on air right now. If anyone wants to give us a confirmation, that would be great.
We're not. They're saying we're not.
We are. I don't care what they say.
It says. Let me check. Hold on.
No, I'll check.
But Hank Hill said, dude, we aren't.
We're back, they're saying.
Okay, we should.
You gotta remember there's a delay.
Oh, that's right.
I think they're trolling us.
Sorry about that, guy. Oh, okay.
And according to what I was looking at, we was on that whole time.
Really?
Yes.
We couldn't have been. I had a message. The stream stopped at some point.
Somebody's auto DJ or something could have kicked in.
Kicks in if we lose.
It could have been like a scheduled thing, though, where it's like they kick you. Who knows?
It only starts up if nobody's on the stream.
Yeah. Well, it's fixed. Go ahead, dial next.
Thing trolled.
I don't know where that sound effect came from. That was tripping me out.
That was me.
Oh, okay. I thought the Sam was. I thought the Sam sound effects were working for a second.
Sound effect.
No, I did okay. That because it was like a weak message or a hold.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Thank you for doing that. Let me close up this, and we should be back. Music is playing, and you want the next number?
Yeah.
Okay, the next number looks like woman answered. Another. It's another one for our writing lessons, so maybe you can try that one again. Or no, it's not your call, someone else. But anyways, here's the number.
It's Polaris.
Okay.
Jinx. And here we go, Polaris.
We have a lot of riding lessons calls. Or wait, actually, there's one more, I think. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
My name's Bruce. I'm calling about the riding lessons that you have advertised.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been doing a little bit of, like, I guess in bars, you know, how they have those smaller, I guess they're like black leather backed low riding units. You ever seen those for just, you know, like kind of casual training?
You mean like a English saddle?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like
a game.
Yeah, like a coin-op game, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, okay, no, I know what you're talking about now, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it seems like I'm all right with that, so I was thinking of just taking it to the next level and, you know, getting out on the trails, like maybe like some climbing-type trails with a steed and just, you know, see the land a little bit, so
well,
figured this was the next step.
Most of the trails that I have access to right now are just flatland.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could do that on my own once I get to, like, an advanced level.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Nail down the stallion and everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, what I do is, even with my adult students, I put everybody in the round pen for the first one or two lessons, just so I can see how acclimated you are with balance and everything. So it's nothing personal. I do it with everything.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's understandable. I feel like that would be the most comfortable thing to really get acclimated with the horse and the way they react to you riding them, and also with them getting comfortable with you.
I do use my own personal horse for my riding lessons.
Uh-huh.
Until it goes on to, like, a first trail ride, and then I borrow a horse.
Okay.
And all the horses that I use are very well broke and very well trained.
Uh-huh. So have you ever had any... You ever had any problems with, like, a student going from one horse to the second horse, like the horses used for trails, like in terms of the horse reacting strangely? Or
no,
like
I have
that.
Not.
So is it like a foal? Uh-huh.
I've been starting colts for 12 years.
Wow. That's great.
Yes, I've been working on and with horses and people. Throughout that time.
Yeah.
So, it's just the way I look at it. Everything is a person-to-person basis.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't ever say, okay, well, this person did this, so this next person's going to do this, too.
Yeah.
So what it is I like to see how the horses react to the people. I like to see how the people react to the horses.
Yeah.
I'm very much making sure that, you know, some horses... You know, there's just some people they don't like.
Yeah.
And there's some people, they just don't like certain horses.
Yeah.
That's why I am the way I am.
Yeah. That makes sense.
When were you thinking about doing the lessons?
Let me think for a second. Okay. I'm thinking, hold on like a second. I'm just looking here. You thinking maybe the third or fourth week in April? Would that work?
Yes, that would. Weekends are a little bit better. But if it needs to be a weekday, that's fine, too. I just need a day advance notice.
Yeah.
So that way, either I can find a babysitter for my son or set it up for a time when I have somebody with my son.
Okay. Well, let me think here. Any other questions? I had, is the whole, like, spurs thing for horses, is that a myth? Is that just not used anymore? Because, I mean, I really...
It depends on the horse.
Yeah.
It depends on the horse. The only time that I really use my spurs, I wear them all the time, but the only time I actually really use my spurs on my horse, or a horse, A, if they absolutely need it.
Yeah.
But, like, my horse, he doesn't need it. But when I'm in competition, because I do barrel racing... They help a little bit more, get his headset a little bit more to where, okay, I know what we're doing, this is what mom's asking.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have good, I don't know, I don't consider it too unreasonable of a request, but is there any way that we could conduct lessons where you do not use the spurs at all?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
well, I have my spurs taped up, so they're really just like a little bump.
Yeah, but I mean...
I don't use wraps.
Yeah, but to me, it's more of a respect to the, the relationship of human to horse to be able to encourage them beyond that. I mean, do you ever feel like you have to encourage the horse in you know, like more... I don't want to sound callous or anything, not gross, but like... Do you ever have to, because, you know, there's people that do that for the horse to be able to reproduce. Do you ever do that and not find, you know, sexual arousal in it, but do it and find like a loving bond with your horse that goes beyond your life? Like, why do you use two different horses? Why is there one that you have to use for, you know, pen and instructional, and then one that you use for trails? Is there, do you have a bond?
When I do trails, I ride my own horse. And then, because I don't ever let somebody go out on a trail ride by themselves on a horse.
Yeah.
So there's, I'm always on my own horse, and then there's always another horse that the other person's on. It's basically what we call a guided trail.
Okay. Yeah, and
it's more or less a safety thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do it with a lot of my adult riders.
Yeah. When you move on to, you know, like the more inclined trail type of, you know, like not really steep stuff, but, you know, exploring and mountain climbing with horses, do you need to have a more close bond with the horse? Like, I'm trying to bond with the horse on a platonic but spiritual level. You know what I mean? Like, spiritual beyond the love.
No, I understand.
The total, like the third eye, opening up the third eye of yourself and the horse, and you know, like you might see the devil a little bit in doing that, but you still, you know, you gain a new. I mean, if you gain a horse, you gain a friend that can carry you anywhere. It's not like a camel or a pony.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay. So you seem on the level. I think maybe I'll get in touch with you again in the next, maybe after the weekend, and we can set up nail down a definite time. Does that sound good?
That's fine with me. Your name again?
Okay. My name's Bruce.
Bruce. Okay. I'm Renee.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. I'll talk to you then. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right.
Longest call ever.
I don't know if that was even funny. I was just trying to mess with her, and I didn't know how to, like, talk with her.
It's okay. It's still the beginning of the show. I thought I laughed a few times. I thought that you were really good at slipping in some very obscure shit without ever realizing.
Yeah. I just didn't really want her to, you know, I wanted to just hang up because I felt like maybe I could wind her up a little more, and then I didn't try hard enough.
There's the next number right there in the chat.
What is it? I'm a horse riding.
It's the last horse riding call.
It's your turn. Here you go.
Where's it at? Wait.
It's in the chat.
Bottom of the chat.
It said ride needed from Davis to San Francisco.
Oh, my bad. That must be... Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the ride to San Francisco. That top of that is from the last call.
Okay, well, that's you. You ready?
All right, I got it. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, were you looking for the ride to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, no, I found one again.
You found one again, but...
Yeah.
You sure I can ride you there?
No, I'm already in the ride now. But,
you're on the ride now? Why don't you take your fucking ad down, you prick? Call here trying to
calm down, mate.
Trying to get you in the back of my seat, I was going to be a nice person, but I was trying to be a nice person, and I was going to take you out in the desert and, you know, make sure you give me an HJ so we can,
why'd you
as a form of payment.
How is this inconvenience to you?
I was trying to get a hand job out of this. I would have took that as a form of payment.
That was great. I hope you heard the part about the hand job. That's probably the last thing you heard.
That was crappy, but it was whatever.
I don't know if anybody heard that, though, the music they said.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. It randomly jumped to half volume when it was only at 9%. You want the next one, D, since that got messed up on the air? It's also a ride call, but this one's more recent, so I assume they are still in the market. Uh-huh.
Where's he calling from? Sacramento?
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man?
Not much. How's it going? This is Chef. Who's this?
Oh, my name is John. I just saw on Craigslist that you were in need of a ride to Las Vegas.
Yes. Need a ride. But I will be leaving Friday, though. When are you planning to leave?
Well, that's all right. We're actually planning to leave on Friday, too. But or we were going to leave on Thursday, but a day won't hurt. We're always looking to help other people out.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's see what we can do. You are in... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's me and four other people. We're carpooling there. We don't need any forms of monetary payment, but are you familiar with, like, the rules of the road and whatnot?
Be more specific.
Well, have you ever watched Jay and Silent Bob?
Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, Strike Back.
I don't understand what you're saying. I think it might be my accessory.
Oh, it's fine. And there was a part in that movie where they were pitching up hitchhikers. And, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. They just gave them a little BJ to get along with the ride. And I was just looking for that. And if you can give that to me, I'll give you a ride there for no money.
Okay, what do you want to, like, you want to trade something? You want to do something?
Oh,
like
all I need is a little quick blowjob.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It'll be completely free, man. That's all you got to do. I'm taking you there. I'll pay for the gas and everything. I'll even buy you a couple of treats.
No, it's okay. I appreciate it, though. You have a wonderful day.
No, man, I'll give you a nice wine before you're fucked, man. It's all good. We'll take you to San Francisco.
You what?
We'll take you to Las Vegas. I'll give you a nice wine before you're fucked, and, you know, I'll get you some breath mints, and it's only like a few-minute ordeal. You get it done quick.
Yeah, no, I'm okay, though. I'm okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Wait. Here's my second offer. You can give me a hand job, and that'll work just the same.
I'm really not up for that. I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Really,
do you have a wife, maybe a sister? We can arrange that.
Honestly, I'm the only child.
I could dress up like a girl. I mean, that's fine. It's no big deal. That's wrong.
Nah, dude. No, I'm pretty sure you're fucking mad cool, dude, and I appreciate you being all really honest, bro. You know what I mean? But I don't get down like
that. Maybe
take
that would work.
No, dude, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I can't get down like that, bro. Thanks for the offer, though, bro.
It's not that big of a
deal.
I'm
positive, man. All right,
thanks. Take it easy, man.
Yes, likewise.
That was funny, dude. I liked that.
Yeah. You guys seen Jane Silent Bob?
Yeah.
That shit was funny. Like the rules of the road with, like, the nun and whatever. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. That was funny.
No, we don't. But the next number is another ride number, if anybody's interested. Whose call is it?
Yours.
Is it mine?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
They're offering a ride.
I was going to feel transport my kilos every week.
It's only $5.
I know, it's cheap. It's better than taking and putting a mule on the megabus.
Just act like you have some weird boxes. All he has to do is pick up the boxes and hand the boxes off.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, everybody meet real quick.
Hi, you've reached Ray Howard.
Ah,
your call is very important.
Son of a gun. I was hoping they would answer.
And if I don't call you back with
Death Box, why don't you remove
that? Was
that
boy or girl?
That was a girl, it sounded like.
I don't know. R-A-E. It
sounds like an older lady, maybe.
The next one we have is a seal. She has some chicks. Not sure what race she is. They could be Asian or black.
Hold on. Sorry. I just got a number from Lonesome. He said Rick from Pawn Star Cell just answered. So call it before it gets too late.
Do that one right now. Priority. Thank
Ladies
you, Lonesome.
And gentlemen, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars.
I'll do it.
Just
it's your call, so you do it. It's a famous call, so.
Well, it's fine. You want to take it. You have an idea what it sounds like. You sure? Okay.
Yeah. It's Rick from Pawn Stars.
hopefully he'll answer. Shit, what should I tell this guy? Throw some premises in their chat room.
Mm.
What do you want Dozer to tell to the guy from Pawn Stars?
Are you ready?
Yep, you can take you can go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
No cigar there.
024.
I'm just saving it over.
No problem. Okay, the next one we got is this. You're posting in the chat. It's black chicks and Chinese chicks.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
This is the only...
Evil idea, that's a good idea for that Pawn Star call.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Linda.
No problem. Right on to the it's next one here. This is Deb. She's offering some black copper mountain Morans. Tell them you love some big booty black chicks. And a woman answered, apparently.
It's still you.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Deb? I'm calling about
Hello?
The Marines. Yeah, I'm calling about the Marines. Why don't you hang up?
Didn't.
Hey, Deb. I'm calling about the ad on Craigslist for the Marines chicks for $10.
I'll call it back.
What's up, dialer? We are still on the air. What's up, Bad? I noticed you just joined the chat room. Good evening, sir.
Hello?
Hey, is this Deb? I'm calling about the Mary the on Craigslist for $10.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You got them right now? Are they available or?
I actually believe that they're all sold. The first person that called wanted to take all the ones that I had. They're supposed to be getting them on Sunday. And
so a Russian got to them all before me. They into that traffic and stuff. So you gonna get some more on Monday?
No, he's supposed to be picking them up on Sunday. But if he doesn't pick them up, I can give you a call. Or I'm going to be setting some more eggs, so in 3 weeks I'll have more.
So you do that? I love the big booty black chicks. Are you doing them for like 30 an hour? You say you sold all them. You must have made a killing off that. I know that trafficking real pricey nowadays. I imagine you're quite the madam over there, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but I will be hatching some more if none of these are left available.
Oh yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I appreciate you being so accommodating because, it's hard coming around, some clean chicks nowadays. I love the, Chinese chicks and the big booty black chicks and all that. You know, in most places just do them, about an hour, you know what I'm saying? Like, 80 per hour, depending on what kind of service you want and everything. But it seems like y'all have a much better deal on, on the product. Do you train them in fellatio or? Is it just a one-time thing, or?
I usually always have chicks. I hatch chicks all the time.
Okay, so you do train them in fellatio then. I'm really excited to come by and and check them out, because I've heard around the block, around the brothers and everything, that they some real hot chicks and everything, and that they know how to get down in the bedroom when they are freaking the sheets and all that and everything. And, I love the big booty black ones. I love to delve right into that. She's gone.
Give me the next one.
The next one.
Add your numbers to Pirate Pets, guys, because Dozer's putting them out in order for us so we don't get lost.
The All next right, man. One is John from Sussex. Oh, Sussex Chicks. And the lonesome said, ask if they're British chicks and if they have their teeth fixed. That's actually really funny. So here's the, here's the number. I think it's Deathbox's turn, right?
Sure.
There you go, buddy.
Bathroom rules.
Hello, it's John.
Yeah, I'm calling about your Sussex chicks.
Oh, great. Cornish and Sussex, great. I have
Are you all right?
Two of them right now.
Okay. So what? They're British chicks?
What's that?
Are they British?
British? I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to, since they're from Sussex, usually they have bad teeth and I don't have to pay to get their teeth fixed.
Oh, I see.
What? That didn't work out. Oh, well.
He's gone already.
Try this one. He laughed, though.
Good premise.
Yeah. Spell that one. This is for this guy selling Atari games. They're worth like $4,000 and $5,000 a piece. I'm going to see if I can find them.
Okay. Trying to stay in order, though.
Answer. I guess it's too late there.
Yeah, that's what
your call has.
That's why we're doing lonesome calls. They're all confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want the next one?
Yeah, Polarski is it until. Well, we're doing them. You get one until you do one, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that one was a little bit like it was on the East Coast, so.
It's another ride call somewhere. It sounds like maybe they're going to see family. I don't know. It sounded like drugs when I first read it, but.
Okay, cool.
Date.
There you go.
Where's the info on it?
Ride needed Northwood.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? I saw your ad posted in the Sacramento rideshare section of the Craigslist.org webpage.
Uh-huh.
You're looking for a ride on the 2nd?
It's for my dad, actually.
Yeah. Would the 3rd work for him? Or maybe the 1st? Because, I'm not totally nailed down on the 2nd. I'm heading up that way, but... I don't need too much gas money because I'm going that way anyways, but it might be on the 1st or it might be on the 3rd. I don't know how definite the 2nd one was for him. Hello?
So you're not going there every day?
No. I might be going there. I'm going to be going, sometime between tomorrow and Monday. It might be... It's probably not Monday, but it's going to be tomorrow, or it'll be Sunday. But I was just I saw your ad. I was in the community section and figured I'd give you a ring.
Yeah, I'm looking for every day. He works there every day, just not on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, you might want to change your ad because your ad is really undescriptive of what you need. It's like your ad says you need a ride there, and now you're saying that you need a ride there every day. That's awfully demanding to ask. You might want to put down on your ad, I need a ride for my father every day of the week until he dies, or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Or he quits the job.
He worked there, and then
yeah. Well, honey, your ad is very undescriptive what you're asking for. I mean, I offered a one way trip. You know, I answered your aforementioned ad, and I told you that I could offer a ride, a one way trip on one occasion. But now you're telling me that you need to ride every day that he goes to work there,
okay,
like
I'll
a riding partner.
I'll put more
okay.
people there.
Okay. I was
but
just letting
you
know. Okay, take care. I didn't want to bust her job bad. Her ad was not that clear for what she was asking.
Yeah, sounds like she was a little confused. We got a Sylvia Lanes. It's a lounge of some sort. A guy named Justin answered.
Mm-hmm.
Death Fox is back. Okay, so we can resume with the calls.
I was
there's the next one.
It's your turn, D.
I know.
Okay.
Here we go.
Silver Lane, hey. This is Nick. How can I help you?
Hey, is this Dustin or Nick or?
This is Nick.
This is Silver Lane, right? It's like a karaoke lounge or what is?
Yeah, it's bowling / we have a bar with karaoke and we have pool tables and.
All right, I was just making sure I had the right place. Well,
okay.
I had a buddy of mine. He was down there. He might have been he might have been bowling. I'm not sure what lane he was on, but I was wondering maybe you could page him because I tried calling his cell phone a couple times. I just need you to give him a quick message.
We can try it. Yeah. Do you know if he's going to be in the bar?
He's not a bar type person. He'll probably be bowling. He likes bowling a lot.
Okay. All right.
His name is actually Nicholas.
Okay.
Last name. It's a bit of a different last name. It's Gerz.
Gerz.
Yeah. Nicholas then should be last name Gerz.
Okay.
Could you just tell him that his wife called me? I don't know what she was talking about. She said something about the dog or something to let the dog out.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Oh no, that's what she said. She said the dog got his eye poked out. So just if he doesn't answer it by Nicholas, just ask him as Nick.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll try and get a hold of him.
All right. So if you can't get a hold of Nicholas, him by Nicholas, just ask for Nick.
Okay.
Make sure you say his last name. I don't want him getting confused too.
Okay.
Could you repeat it for me so you have the right name?
Nicholas Gerz.
All right. Or what else would he go by?
Nick Gerz.
All right. Thanks, man. Take it easy.
Yeah. Filing.
I like that. Oh, God. That was good.
Nick Gerz.
Oh, man.
You ready, Dozer?
Diddy's bar told me to change it. Yeah, no. God, that was fucking funny. I had a couple good calls in that.
I'm still fucking laughing.
Good evening, Diddy's.
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling to talk to the manager or whatnot. You in charge tonight? You the lady of the house?
No, he's not here. And if you want to get him, no, you're going to have to call back in the morning.
No, it's okay. Maybe I can talk to you about something. I just had a little issue. I was down there a little while ago with the crew and everything. We had a real nice dinner. Y'all do. We got some good service down there. I'll tell you what. But the one issue we was having, you still there or? Ma'am.
Honey, you gotta talk a little bit louder. I get kind of lost you.
I said, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I was down there a little while ago with the homies. You know what I'm saying? We was down there getting a meal and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good food. I mean, really good service and everything. I didn't have an issue with the restaurant or whatnot, but I noticed that y'all, the name of the restaurant is Diddy's, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should change it back to, you know, Puffy's, because, I mean, Puffy, you know, his career didn't really fall off. He just kind of changed names. And, I mean, you ain't really going by his current name. I mean, Diddy's kind of an old one. Maybe you should, you know, update, call yourself Puffy's, you know, get a fur coat and a big chin and everything, and you'll keep rolling with it. Ma'am.
Well, I have nothing to do with that.
No, I know. I'm just saying maybe you can relay it to the boss or whatnot, you know, boss man up top, you know, taking orders. Maybe you could pass it along. Because, you know, I mean, Diddy's, you know, he's not Diddy no more. He's Puffy.
Okay. I'll let him know.
I mean, can you repeat, do we share the same feelings? Can you repeat that to me? You know, can you say, you know, I prefer the name Puffy versus Diddy? Or, I mean, are you too nailed down there to stand up yourself? I mean, it's up to you.
Well, I'll let him know when I see him. That's all I can do.
All right. Well, I mean, shit. You could pick what you want to do, but, you know, I mean, with Puffy ain't too happy about the name of the restaurant and everything. He's about to take y'all to some, like, corporate lawsuit or some shit like that. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you just change it to Puffy and everything will be good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got some good ribs up there, but, you know, the name just ain't...
Wait, what ribs?
Yeah.
Honey, you got the wrong place.
You got the
this is Diddy's Sports Bar Incorporated.
I need you to diddle my dick,
honey. You got the wrong place. This is a bar.
No, I know. We was up there getting wasted on the Patron and stuff.
And honey, I don't serve wings.
Why are you calling me?
Ribs. I'm the cook.
You the boss man, right? You the head.
I'm the cook.
You
so
the
I'm
cook.
Telling
you,
I didn't serve any ribs.
You got all the power, right? You making the burgers and flipping the food and whatnot. You got all the power. You the queen of the place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, honey, I would take that as a awesome compliment if I cooked your food.
No, I do. You cook great food.
I don't serve ribs.
I want to come up there. You know, maybe what time the place closed? Maybe I can come up there. I could buy you a drink. You know,
the kitchen closes at midnight.
I mean, you wanna hang out for a little bit before the place closes? Maybe like come there around 11:30. We could get a beer or whatnot. It's on me.
Honey, I work until 3 a.m.
Okay, I can come up at 2:30. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can go in the car. You can give me fellatio. Or stuff. I can buy you a few beers. Again, I can take you home and stuff. You can meet my moms.
I gotta get back to work.
Why? Come on, just talk to me. I'm lonely.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you she doesn't even live.
No. Mm-hmm.
She sounded like one of those old smokers. Like, hello, darling. My name's Aretha.
She cooks all the food, man. She's in it up there. You know what I'm saying? She's deep.
Hi, Sterling. She's
deep in the game.
This bitch don't even know the difference between Diddy and Puffy.
That was funny.
Boss.
I can't be on camera in a tight jacket because I'm laughing too much. I'm going to make you a little crap. I'm like dying.
The next one we got is Spanky's Record Service. So here you go.
I think it's you, isn't it?
Me.
It's D-Fucks.
It's the same order every time, honey. I'll forget.
Thank you, truck service.
Yeah, I'm looking for Alfalfa real fast.
Don't have one.
No, you're Spanky, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, then where's Alfalfa?
Can we help you with something?
Yeah, Alfalfa told me to call, and he was going to tow his truck.
Okay, what do you have needs to be towed, sir?
We're down here watching the Little Rascals on TV, and my car lost a tire.
Where at?
Down here at 575 North LHS Drive in Lumberton.
Mm-hmm.
Could you help us out there, Spanky?
Where you need to go?
I need to just go about a mile down the road. We're going to have a party at Alfalfa's house.
Nope, we don't have anybody available right now.
Come on, Spanky. Stop spanking it. Here, I'm going to let you talk to Ron. He hung up. Anybody get...
He was no fun. That was funny, but he is no fun.
Baz wants to call in, so yes or no, guys?
Sure.
You can call in a little bit. Yeah, feel free.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, anybody else, if you want to call in, you know, feel free to call in. You can call the call-in number. 503-616-3PSR, or you can call on Skype, whatever you prefer.
The show tonight is only 2 hours long, so call in while you can.
Yes, sir.
So I'm 22 tired. Hours left.
Tired tonight.
I know, I can't wait to get done with this. I have this Friday class at 8 a.m. As soon as that's done, the shows are going to be a lot better. It's been interfering with this.
Having to get up that early is...
I don't
see. Your day, and then if you sleep, it sucks.
Totally, man.
Baz, you're going to have to add me and Scott for me to add you in here. I don't see you on my friends list. Send me a contact request.
In the meantime, the next number is right there. Uncle Billy's General Store in Hawaii, so they're probably still open.
Nice.
I don't know why I didn't see you on contact. So it's just offline.
I believe it's Polaris' turn.
Yeah.
Is it? What's that say to him?
Yeah, I think it's D, actually.
No, it's Polaris, because I just...
Polaris, okay.
Yeah, go after Polaris.
Being bad after D.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Bev.
Hey, what's up, Bev?
Hey.
Just chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here you go, Polaris.
Okay.
Uncle Billy's General Store.
Aloha,
hi, is Billy there?
No.
Okay. You guys sell kava?
No.
No? Why so sad? You sound sad. God.
You gotta talk to her one more time. Here we go. And that was that.
And that was that.
Here you go, dude.
No,
Neem,
you didn't get one.
It's your turn.
Okay.
It's all right. Take the next one.
He just did one, technically. He was about as long as mine was.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, sometimes they're long, sometimes they're not.
Yeah,
Nehemiah is a 19-year-old escort. You ready?
Is there a dude or a chick?
I don't know. She wants to be your late night snack, whatever it is. Here you go.
You sound young. Tell her it's your birthday or something. You know, tell her like you just turned. You won't like, lose it to her.
I got this, Polka. That's what I was thinking.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nehemiah?
Yes, this is she.
I saw your ad, and I was just interested. I mean, I was just wondering how much your prices were.
Okay, are you affiliated with any type of law enforcement?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How much time are you looking to spend with me?
Just maybe an hour.
an hour and plus my the nation for hours 100.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I'm still in high school, but I'm a senior, so I'm 18, so it's okay.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I don't know. You don't call me weird for this. I was just wondering. I have a glass table at my house. I was wondering if I could, you know, like lay under the glass table, and you can, like, you know, maybe like take a poop on the glass table.
Okay, that wouldn't.
I can give you maybe another 20 for that.
Okay, but I'm only doing in calls.
Oh, you're only doing in calls?
Yes.
Would you be available for the motel?
Yeah, that's actually where I am. I have a room.
Oh, you do? Maybe yeah. I can bring the glass table and we can, you know, like, do it there.
Okay.
Do you know what room you're in? So I know which one to go. Or maybe I can meet you out there.
Yes, would you like me to take you the address?
You can tell me right now, because I'm on one of those prepaid phones and you can't really do anything like that.
Oh, okay.
So what is it? I just need the room number and the room number and the address.
Hold on,
let me
have to look at it.
Okay, no problem.
Are you familiar with Baton Rouge General Hospital?
I'm not really affiliated, but I can type it into my GPS and I'll be able to get there quick.
Okay, yeah, that's what I can do. Okay, let me find the address. No, it is 8735 Fumma Avenue.
All right. What room number are you in?
I'm just letting you know when you're outside and I have to come down and get you.
All right. Thank you. I'll be there in a little bit. I'll bring the glass table. You can, you know. All right. Have a nice day.
Okay.
All right. Let's call up the hotel that's over there.
It's like she's hookering out of it.
Yeah. Let's tell her that they're hookering out over it.
Do it. Let's do it.
Or we could send pizza and then do it.
No. Let's just do that. Let's get her kicked out.
All right, I'll try to find the information.
Tell them you were with her and she ripped you off.
That's not a good idea, because then you're like putting yourself in a crime. You know?
Man,
I just did prostitution.
Yeah.
And we just set up.
Might be my pimp hotels. They charge by the hour.
I'm trying to find it right now. I got the address right here. What was the name of that?
Well, in the meantime, do you want the next number?
Yeah, someone else can take it. Yeah, have a Bastic one. Bastic can take it.
Yeah, Baz is next.
What do you got?
Put it in
on deck.
The next number, it's another escort, as they say, politically correct. There you go.
Okay.
You know what? My kid's in the other room, so maybe I pass that one off to somebody else.
No, you gotta do it. You gotta do it right in front of the kid. Okay, Dozer, then your turn.
don't know if she's there. You have reached the voicemail box of 321-262-7424.
Hey, Amanda, if you want to hang, call me.
I hung up.
Okay. The next one, it's another escort. Anybody else want an escort call? We have a few of these.
We're all going to do them all night. It's the escort show.
Okay, here is the next one.
This is
I'll
you.
Just leave that. I get that.
She's just trying to make money, man.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
100 ain't much either. She probably only got AIDS or something small like that.
Please leave your message for 8325.
Another one.
Okay, next one is... One more hooker. It's Coco this time.
This needs a Coco. Ask her if you can punch her in the face.
Okay. Alright, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Miss Coco? Madam yes. Coco, as some say. They say you a real fine lady out here.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Even your voice sound cute, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, I'm trying to get with that, you know, either tonight or tomorrow, you know, either the next, whenever you free, baby. It's up to you, you know what I'm saying? Because I am the Mac Daddy of them all, you know what I'm saying?
That's a lot.
So you sound disappointed. What, I ain't good enough for y'all?
Huh?
You sound disappointed. I ain't good enough for y'all?
I don't know. You don't want to talk about you a mate.
Hey, I'm just flirting with a girl, you know what I'm saying? That's how I get down with it. If you was disrespected, then I regularly apologize.
Uh-huh. No, I was just joking with you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I am the Mac Daddy of Hamlet County, and I am trying to get up all in that. But anyway, you free tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight. It's fine.
Oh, for real? Because I just washed the Cadillac, so I could come pick you up in the fresh Cadillac with the vacuum insides. You know what I'm saying? It's real fresh. I mean, fresh as can be. Fresher than me, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I was just wondering, you know where to get any barbed wire? Because I like being wrapped up in barbed wire before I get, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any. Do you have any?
Damn, I mean, I could get some, but, you know, I got to call my dude. And, you know, barbed wire ain't the easiest thing to get, you know, at this time of night. You know, it's easier to get, you know, in between 9 and 5 business hours.
Okay.
But you got any fetishes or anything?
What type of fetishes?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I like to be like pushing the face like hard as possible, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes when I'm fucking, I like to, you know, like donkey punch my bitch. You know, like fuck, you know, be fucking from behind like real hard, you know what I'm saying? And like hit her on the back of the head. You know, because then they pass out and the hole gets all tight and stuff. You know, but they just pass out for a minute, and then they wake up and it's all romantics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to punch you in a stupid face. And even though I think it's real beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to rough it up, you know what I'm saying? I'm into that.
I'm not trying to do
it. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, baby. Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, Lord. Okay. But you, hey, you talking to you talking to a man in the background?
Huh? No, me and my homegirl and him.
Oh, it's your homegirl?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yeah, I know. You heard of that dude? What's his name? It's like his name is Roy. He frequent around this way. He likes to bring cinder blocks with him and smash the bitches in the face. But I ain't into that. That's messed up. I just like to donkey punch him in the back of the head.
Okay. All right. Well, let me call back because I have somebody about to come see me.
That's fine. But hey, could you do a 2-dick discount?
No.
Nah. Damn, that got my mans here. He's trying to plow you too, and maybe smash a bottle over your stupid head.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that. You like talking about, you know, bottles and cinder blocks and bricks and stuff. But how much would you do a gangbang for? Like maybe $80 or something? Maybe have like 20 guys in there with masks on, like in the movies?
Yeah. Well, let me call you right back, okay, baby?
You still call me baby. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to stab my lip, and I'm going to wait for you to call me back.
All right.
Love you.
All right, baby.
All right, hey, I love you. Someone was laughing in the back.
The guy in the back was like, fuck you, right there.
I think she was interested.
That was brutal. That was really fucking brutal.
It was hilarious. I wanted you to say, can we gangbang him and stab you in the liver? We'll throw an extra $5.
If you would have texted in the chat, I would have said it. That's what's funny.
You're like, I'm just going to stab myself in the liver and then I'll get back.
Well, wait.
You.
Yeah.
She didn't give a shit. She was down for it as long as you got the money.
I'm going to get myself down from this noose that I'm in.
She needs a crack.
that's the best call tonight.
Knock her out. She wants to get her dime bag. Her teener. Or they sell small amounts.
Too bad Tristan's not around. We could call her back and have him just be like, fancy a root?
I'm going to call her back. I want to talk to her.
You want a root?
I want to talk to her.
Oh, jeez. You called her right back.
Yep.
You're going to get the pimp. Yeah.
I won't talk to you.
Marinate some, but you know, that's cool.
Yeah, ask for the pimp.
Nope. You getting more of those female calls? I knew my hitting her in the face.
That was the last one. We got one more actually. So you are in luck. Here we go.
Cool. I knew my little idea about punching her would be.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have two. We have two left, I think, or maybe we have three. I'm sorry.
Give me one of the black ones so I can get out some like rage I have and I live in the sun.
I'm gonna give you this one. It says an angry sounding black woman answered the phone. That sounds like it's right up your alley.
That's always promising.
Her name is Ciara. She's 24 years of age. And she's still here and ready. And
I'm going to call her Coca-Cola.
She's still here and she's always ready for whatever says. We've got, wait, hold on. We got two different numbers here. Hold on. I don't know where these cut off. I think it's right here. So here it is.
Okay. Oh my God! Look at it.
Hi, you reached Carmen, so I can take your call right now, but if you would, please give me the number.
No worries. We got one more. Or we got a few more here.
Lonesome, just give me some more of those.
There's one. Gay-ass music. Wait.
I'm going to put it on the top of the Titan pad, because Lonesome just gave me a couple.
Don't put it in the top. Put it under the blue, because I already had mixed face. That's fine. That's fine. Okay, that was a whole list.
Nigerian escort. Nigerian and Irish.
Hey, shout out to Misdemeanor. She's currently watching the show right now. Thank you for watching. Appreciate it.
Did you put another number in there? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Music until your party answers the phone.
What the fuck kind of music is this?
She wants men 35 plus.
The mailbox belonging to 22527630 64.
Okay, it's all good. Don't let the number quite over the air. But here's the next one. Thank you. Okay, there's the next
one. That ain't the right number, was it? I'm looking at the number in the ad and it don't look like it's the same number I just called.
Did you just call the 225 one?
This one, look. Ain't that the one I just called? That's a different number.
Black. No, okay, this one I just posted is new.
Uh-huh.
And we got one more, it sounds like.
Hello?
Hi, whore. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Yeah, I was wondering how much you charge.
For what?
An hour.
An hour for erotic massage?
Yeah, sure, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, my erotic massage is $125 with me and lingerie. And then it's 35 extra if you want me topless, and it's 65 extra if you want me to be nude.
Hmm. How much is it if I want you to wear like a bed sheet around you because you look fucking wrecked?
How much is it for what?
If I want you to put like a bed sheet around your face because you look fucking wrecked in your picture.
If I want to put a bed sheet?
Yeah, a bed sheet around your face and body because you look wrecked. You look beat. I don't want to look at you.
No, I don't think I look.
Well, I do, and I'm the customer, and I'm paying you. So how much, if I get you to like put bed sheets all around you so I don't have to look at you, how much is that?
I never had anybody ask me that.
Well, you have somebody that has eyes in their head. So, how much is that?
Well, if you want me as like a companion,
I don't want you as a companion. I just want you to do the massage and just go away. Could you at least wear like a hockey mask or something?
A hockey mask? I don't do any of that either.
Is you in the toilet?
Do I have a toilet?
Is you in the toilet? Just a second. I thought I heard something flush.
Yeah, I just used the bathroom.
That is nasty. And I just threw up a little bit. You are just nasty. I want to give you to my brother. Nasty. And the fat, nasty niggers. Here he is. His name's Ryan.
Hello?
You want me to meet your brother?
Yeah, Sean needs to mute, but I think that you were did you just flush like your bored kid or something, or ma'am, hello? You want to schedule an appointment? No, she's gone.
Jesus,
that was so bad. She's just nasty for the start. She's no shame admitting it.
I should have asked her if she was taking an upper decker.
That was the nastiest thing I've ever experienced on radio.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
What kind of lady of the night that's going to answer the phone shitting?
The toilet. Don't forget, everybody, the lines are open. 1-503-616-3PSR or 1-503-616-3777. We'd love to have somebody call in and try to do a prank with us. It's always fun that way.
Yeah,
it is. The next number is someone in Baton Rouge, and she had gangsta music playing before she picked up.
That was who we just called.
Was it? Okay. Next one is Tong Fong Lo. It's Chinese, and a woman answered. Oh, we got a new hooker in there, too.
Is that the one did we already call that one? No, I don't know.
The Chinese one?
No, here we go. It is Polaris' turn. Here we go. You ready, Pilar?
Yeah.
Hello, 东方 Chico.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello? Good, how are you?
Can you tell everyone in the background to be quiet?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell everyone in the background to be quiet? I can't hear you for anything.
Oh, yep. Can you hear me?
Can you go to the back?
I already got a quiet pick. Yep.
Okay. Can you go to the back? Or it's still a little bit too loud. Can you...
I think I already go to the quiet pick. I think, just far away from the... You can't hear me?
No, I just barely.
Oh, can you just call again? I just try another phone. I think this phone...
Oh, it's a little bit better now. Hi, this is Jim Bayless from A&R and Relations. Do you have any problems with the electricity units, maybe towards the fires or anything like that?
I have no idea.
Have any power problems? Yeah, you're not having any power problems tonight, are you?
Just give me 1 second. I'll just let you talk to my manager. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, are you having any problems with the power system, your power, fryers?
Huh?
Are you having any power problems with the fryers?
Any power?
Yes.
We do have power, yeah.
Yeah, are you having any problems with it? Any problems?
No, we don't have any problems tonight.
High power electricity? Okay. Could you just
no, not tonight.
Breakers? Could you just check the breakers for me?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the corporate office.
From what corporate office?
Yeah, could you please just check your breakers for us? See if they're
which
all breaker? On.
Which breakers?
Your breakers in the building. You don't have to turn them off. You just have to check and make sure they're on. Then you have to tell them something.
I don't see anything wrong with the restaurant right now.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Yeah, nobody right. complaining anything. It's not working. Okay.
This is good.
Can I have your phone number in case something happened? I can give you a call.
Oh, no, you don't have to do anything. We're just checking up on the business and the power. That's all.
Yeah, the power was fine.
Okay,
thank you.
Yep. Take care. I don't want to fuck with him. You couldn't hear shit.
Yeah, you couldn't really hear much in there. We got two requested pranks in the meantime.
Requested pranks are only $99.99 a minute for the first 5 minutes. Please submit your credit card details when you request a prank.
The next one, we have a request from Hank Hill. It's the Hawaii Gas Company. He wants us to call and tell them... No? Okay.
Goldberg.
Gas Company. We have another request from Nova. It's a hotel. He said, call rooms until you find people. Three-digit room numbers, two floors. And he said it's a crackhead motel.
Sure.
I kind of want to try this one. Maybe we can bounce around here until we get something. Yeah. These are always the best. Oh, there's no plus one. Hold on. One
I don't know how it works without a plus one.
I don't know. 1 second. Okay. There you go.
It 2-5. No, the Mac works now. What's with everybody in Waco, Texas nowadays? Give the rest of that number, Nova.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error...
We got an escort.
Who's turn is it?
Who just went? You?
No.
It's D. Bad on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's after D. It's D's turn.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 41.
Next one is a Gold Country Casino Buffet. It's Chinese run, and a woman answered.
Okay, Chinese people. All right, let's do this.
Gold Country Casino, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Casino. You guys have a buffet, right?
We do, yes.
What type of food do you have there?
Okay, tonight's specialty is seafood.
Seafood?
Yeah, because tonight's Friday night.
What kind of seafood do you guys have?
I'm not sure what all they've got. Let me transfer you and they can tell you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Buffet, this is Haley. How can I help you?
Hi, I was talking to someone, and I'm not sure quite what they were talking about. They said they transferred me over to you, but they said they had semen-encrusted food. I'm not sure if they're talking about seafood, but they said semen-encrusted food.
Yes, we have seafood tonight.
You guys have semen-encrusted food? Great.
What
type of semen-encrusted food do you have?
Cinnamon crusted, is that what you said?
Oh, semen crusted. That's what he said. The man I just talked to, the semen crusted food.
Who did you just talk to?
I don't know. I just called the base number, and then he transferred me here. He sounded like an Asian gentleman.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
He sounded like he was a man from the Asian delegation. That bitch.
I used to be a semen, now I'm just going her stomach.
He's probably getting fun.
Thank you for holding this, Belinda. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just calling in. I'm not sure what the gentleman I talked to in the beginning was, but he transferred me over to the food place, and they said they had semen-encrusted food, and I think this is a really big health scare, and I shouldn't have to eat semen-encrusted food. All I was trying to do is eat at your buffet. I didn't say anything to the guy.
I don't think we have food that's like that, sir.
That's
what
the man
told
me. None
of our food is like that.
Yeah, but he said they were going to have seafood, but then after that I was like, oh, seafood? And then he was like, no, semen-encrusted food. And I was like, well, sir, could you transfer me someone else, please? I don't feel comfortable talking to you. He's a man of the Asian delegation.
Well, I don't know who you were talking to beforehand, because there's no Asian gentleman that answers the phone in the buffet. But
well, it wasn't in the buffet. It was in the regular. It was in the regular number that we call. And then he transferred me to the buffet afterwards.
Mm. Usually, it's all women that answer down there.
Yeah, a woman answered in the buffet, but not the first time that the person transferred me.
Well, I don't know who answered. I can find out after I get off the phone and go talk to them personally.
I need this result now because I think this is big healthcare, and I don't want anyone eating any Asian semen-encrusted food. This is just disgusting.
We don't have any of that, sir.
He just said it.
We have.
What reason do I have to believe that that's not a viable threat? I'm going to have to call the Better Business Bureau on this, ma'am. This is unacceptable. Let's maybe
well,
I can
I'm
get some
sorry,
reassurance.
But we don't serve that, sir.
Yes, I hope you don't, but the man told me
we
that
do
he
not,
did.
We do not serve that, sir.
He said that something like pectin semen encrusted food.
Well,
I will not
we
eat,
do not serve we do not serve that here in the buffet, sir.
But that's what he said you served, and I'm just going off what
he
said.
Well, unfortunately, but I don't know who said that to you, but we do not serve that, sir.
Man, why are you acting like such an uppity cunt?
I'm not acting like that, sir.
Yeah, ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to argue with you. You have a nice day, sir.
Oh, no,
so
fuck you,
bitch. Have a great day. Goodbye, sir.
I'm just
fine. Bully! That means like vagina or something.
In Tagalog.
Yeah. Putang inamo.
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Tagalong. Is that Tagalong?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll try the hotel again.
Sure, that's Tagalog. That sounds like Klingon.
Okay, Baz, it's your turn when somebody answers.
Alright.
Hey, sub or get exterminated.
Thank you for calling Eco Garage Motor Lines. Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Is this a room you're calling?
Yep.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, this is Simon. I'm calling from the front desk. What's all that noise in the background?
You got hi.
What's that noise in the background? Hello.
Room 111.
This is room 111, and we're receiving some noise complaints that TV is just way too loud. Can you turn it down, please? I can hear it right down here in the office.
Oh, okay.
Hello, am I speaking to a man or a woman?
Is it all right?
Is this a man or a woman?
Well, I'm a man, I guess.
Yeah, are you? Are you sure?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, we're calling because we're receiving a lot of noise complaints coming from that room. We're hearing like a lot of thumping and a lot of groaning.
Nobody in here but me.
Well, are you...
I pay rent here and nobody lives here but me.
Yeah? Are you masturbating loudly and smoking crack right now?
Who's smoking pot?
Are you... You're smoking pot?
No, I don't smoke, period.
You don't smoke, period, because we're getting some complaints of...
I drank a beer, okay.
Is your name Herbert?
Is what?
Is your name Herbert?
My name is Case, Joe Case.
Joe Case. Well, we're also getting some complaints of smell of marijuana smoke coming out from underneath your door.
There's no smoke goes on in here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to have to kick this upstairs to my manager, Ryan, you know, because we're getting some complaints of lots of loud noises and smell of marijuana cigarettes being smoked. So my manager, here's my manager,
anybody
Ryan.
Anybody not going to complain anything come from here because I do not smoke.
Excuse me, sir. Joe Case, Mr. Case?
Yes, Mr. Case.
I don't mess with any kind of dope.
Mr. Case, are you stoned? I need you to listen to me for about 5 minutes here. We're having a problem with the room. My associate has boarded me. What's going on here is we need you to pay the bill, because what's going on is you disagree with the smoking policy, so you currently have a $330 balance.
These dope heads, I do not pass with them.
You sound unbelievably high right now, sir. I need you to wake up. Maybe splash some cold water on your face. You know. Hello, sir. Sir.
Yes.
Yes, we need you to come down to the front desk and pay the balance. Currently, you're at $330. Maybe you could splash some cold semen on your face as AKSP.
I paid my rent every month.
No, sir, but you've went over. You have overages because you smoked in the room. Your room smells as marijuana, so we need you to pay the $330 balance so we can have the room de-smelled. Oh, you're boring. Hang up the phones. Go to the next one.
Nope.
You can talk to somebody else. I don't smoke.
You got to make him hang up, Tozer.
Mr. Kerr. Mr. Case, listen.
Sir, can you check the toilet water in the office?
No, stop. Mr. Case. Mr. Case.
Yes.
Listen, I feel bad. So what we're going to do is we're going to send down complimentary champagne, as well as some strawberries, some fresh fruit. Would you like your pizza with pepperonis or mushroom, or what would you like?
No.
Would you like an escort?
Would you like an escort? We're from
who
the front desk.
Who are you
anyhow? You know, maybe you can just share your weed with us, and then we can call it even. Okay.
God, it took forever.
We're calling that place back because apparently people live there, and it won't be hard to get around.
Okay, good.
It's just like, hold on, let me find my face and put my face back on.
This would be 112.
Okay, his turn.
Thank you for calling.
I'll take it. Who else does?
Please hold.
It is your turn.
There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
It's 112.
That's not great.
We will do UK calls tonight, don't worry. I got something from Lonesome.
Please hold. There may be a silence.
Gotta save this one.
Transferred.
Yeah, for real. This is 113.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'm putting it at the bottom of the pad.
There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Hopefully someone answers. Gotta love these crack motels.
I think that didn't sound like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Hey, room 113.
This is 114.
114, I'm sorry, my paper's a little jumbled here. We're calling room to room. Is everything okay down there tonight?
Get the numbers right.
Fucking A.
He's still there.
Still here. Still here, sir. Still here. We're calling from down there.
I'll call, bud.
We're still here, sir.
What are you yelling at?
Like,
He's hanging up and picking up.
I hung up on him. I'm calling him back. It's 1:14.
Yes, sir. I got
that. You don't
that
even
now.
Have to sometimes. Like with the system, it's not working
please
like that.
There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1:14. This is Ryan from the front desk. Why did you hang up on me just now?
Who?
This is Ryan from the front desk. I'm the night manager. Why did you hang up on me just now?
This is Gilbert. You didn't call me and I hang up on you.
Yeah, Gilbert in room 1:14. Listen.
Yeah, I know who I am.
Yeah, I know. I know who you are too. Listen, I'm from the front desk. I'm calling down because we're having a few issues with the room tonight. Is everything okay down there? You got anything?
No.
You don't have
anything? Yeah, just everybody's gone. It's just me and my girl over here.
Okay, so there's only two people in the room then?
Hopefully. We're naked, hopefully.
Okay, listen, sir. What's going on here is we've had the machines down here. Since there's several pay-per-view charges coming from a room, and you're currently at the motel limit, which is $775. So we were just wondering if you wanted to pay that cash or credit, because we if you don't, by in the next few hours, we might have to tow your car.
I don't have a car.
You don't? It's okay. So you're in the apartment. Listen.
I'm in 1:14. I'm Gilbert Grandma Rico.
Yeah, I know. You don't have any contraband on there, do you?
I don't have anything. I'm just...
Because, listen,
hey,
it's
paid like, about a month. I paid about a week, $150 every week.
Yeah, I know you pay $150 every week. Just like we're just having issues.
I don't have a car. I walk or I take a bus.
So you walk to get your drugs, and you take the bus to get your drugs.
What are you talking about?
Because you sound like high as a kite right now. I mean, you can't tell me
the
that
bus.
The bus.
Yeah. Okay.
You take the bus to the trap house, and then you talk to the drug dealers, and then you come back and do your drugs.
No.
That's how it works. What?
I must be you.
Oh, you're on the air. What's up?
Yes, this is Ed Rosenthal. How are you, Mr. Death Fox?
Oh,
no
hey,
fucking way.
Oh,
hey, what's up, dog?
Oh, my God.
I've been drinking Corona.
Oh. Holy fuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
What the hell was that?
That was fucking KDK.
Oh, he's still on here, isn't he?
Oh, goodness, no, hold on just a second. Let me get Jill Rosenthal on the line. Hello, dear. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, it's Jill Rosenthal.
Hey, what's going on, Rosenthal? Hey, you got your bricks for me?
I had a lung removed due to the cancer, as you've heard a million times.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rosenthal, you got them bricks for me, man? We doing that deal still, or...?
Hello?
Hello, this is Gladys Richford. Hello?
Is this a recording? If not, say 783.
This is Gladys Richford calling you a Death Fox. How are you doing?
Oh, hey. It's real.
It's real. It's Blackout and KDK calling you.
Oh.
Yes. Jill and Gladys, hello. How are you
Why
doing?
Why are y'all calling our show?
It's a colonoscopy in progress. We're having a live colonoscopy on the air. It's a very sexual thing.
Those guys fucking great. Oh my God.
Sounds kind of painful. Best prank session radio ever.
Oh.
I want a 10-puncher fart box.
10-4, little buddy. I'm going to drink some more Coronas. I'll help you. God save the queen.
Thank you for calling
in.
Having
for horse.
Bye. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that might be who's been calling me all week, making weird voices on that.
Who?
Somebody's been calling, leaving weird voices on the answering machine.
Oh, they said my name. It's a death box. And you said prank session radio.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a soundboard, but then he said Death Box and Frank Session Radio.
And he said Frank Session Radio. So it's legit.
Yeah. I think it was recorded.
No, it's it might have been.
How could it be recorded if they say Death Box and Frank Session Radio?
Pretty easily.
Okay, well, the next number here.
I didn't decide it at all. It's just KDK.
Oh, here we have a UK number. We have the next ones are all UK. We're not all of them. We have like a handful.
I thought that KDK and Black Knight hated each other.
Probably do. Here you go. A woman answered. Whose call is it? Mine?
I think it's. Yeah, no, I think it is yours. Yeah.
Hello.
Who is that?
Yeah, are you awake?
Who is that?
It's me. I just need to know Kevin. Is Kevin there?
Yeah, who is that?
Can I talk to Kevin Rawlings, please?
Oh, I don't
know. Okay.
Ask for a wink.
Who is it? Hello?
Yeah, are you there, Kevin?
Who's speaking?
Oh, my name's Patton. Was you asleep, Kevin?
I was, yes.
Oh, well, I just wanted to wake you up for no reason at all.
Oh, jolly good. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
What do you think about that, Kevin?
And he said call back?
Yeah, he did.
Sound like it, yeah.
We don't hate KDK here on Prank Session.
You reached Kevin Sora and Chan. Please leave a message.
Okay. Who won't? Polaris is you.
There's the next one, Robert at 59.
We should get KDK to do a call with us.
Oh, shit. We got a call in. Here we go.
It's KDK. Have him do a call with us.
Here we go.
Yeah, have him do some UK calls.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to your Craigslist ad.
Yeah, what are we selling today?
The 7th season lot of Little People, Big World.
Yeah, you want to buy it?
I do.
Okay, how much you want to buy it for?
Well, it says in here $60.
Okay.
That's a steal. I want online. I looked it up on Amazon. It's like using $200 on there.
Yeah, so. Sure. Why not? I want to give you to my employer. His name is Sean Faze, and he has it, and he'll sort you out. Here he is.
Are you like a?
How's it going?
Are you like a store or something? Or are you guys actually selling?
Like, yeah, we're like yourself? Independent retailers. We're independent retailers. We just buy and resell. We just rip off the people that bring the stuff in. We usually just score stuff off of Craigslist for, you know, like pennies on the dollar. Then we resell it for, you know, about 300% of the profit that we bring in at. So that's usually like reasonable markup, but we go through a lot of different stuff. So
I'm just fishy because I don't want it to be like bootlegged or anything. I don't want it to be like burnt DVDs. I'm looking for the actual copies, like the actual hard. The cover. And
well, I mean,
there's no pictures like on the ad. Yeah,
it's not like you can't come and check the items out. We just have to. The way we do our business is that we just meet in, you know, in like a central location, like a mall or, you know, a park and ride or, you know, a parking lot or whatever to do whatever the buyer wants to meet up at, and you can check over the stuff. You know, of course, it's in some instances we'll have like a, you know, a handheld DVD player that you could check it out on, but. Sometimes you have to bring yours, depending on what people are, you know, doing business that day. We just have such a high yield. We turn stuff over quick and try and, bring out the most profit. So, yeah, is there something you'd be interested in looking at? I mean, where would you like to meet? It's entirely up to you, and we work out, you know,
well, I mean,
details.
Yeah, like, I thought it was a store, and, you know, maybe there was something like...
Well, it is a store. I mean, It's not like we don't run a store. This is a store. It's a limited liability corporation, and we don't, you know, we don't handle things in a physical store outlet.
There's no front end. Yeah,
sir, you're getting a little bit insulting to our business here. I mean, do you want this item or not? Because now you're just starting to be insulting. If you want to pay for the mentioned item, this is why we have such problems.
No, I just want to know because I don't want to get ripped off.
Why are you saying fucking? Why are you saying fucking when we're trying to do business here? I don't think
I'm ending the call.
Are you winding me up?
This is fucking bullshit.
You're fucking bullshit, pal.
Ryan, terminate the call.
Terminate the call, please, Ryan.
Whoever posted that ad about whatever the shit is, cool. But just remove it after the show.
Yes, please.
That was pretty funny.
What show is he looking for? Little People, Big Dicks?
Little People, Big Planet, I think. So it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's Big World.
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
He was getting frustrated.
It's like a show about midgets.
Who posted that ad?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I think somebody just called in.
Let's just not talk about it. Okay. So more people don't do it.
Did you get the next number? And remember, if anyone else wants to call in, feel free. The lines are open. We got a request from SpongeBob. We'll get to that in a second. And the next one that posted in the chat is the one in England. Robert Allen.
Robert Allen, I guess. It's my turn. I'm after Sean, right?
Yep.
You'd think after 3 hours we would get it, but I'm just kidding.
4 hours almost.
Guess he's not up. Let's get another
one. Yeah, we'll
okay,
do
the next one is James, and instead a woman answered.
Here you go, D. Scotland.
Scotland? The fuck?
Oh.
Hi, is this James?
Eh?
James? Is this James?
Oh, yeah, wrong number, son.
No, it's you. I'm trying to talk to you. It's you. I know it's you. Mr. Borthwick.
You know what time it is in the morning?
Yeah, you called for a wake-up call. Good damn it.
I'm calling him back.
Yeah, right,
you can talk to him.
No, you got it.
Alright, I'll take it.
Set him straight.
Yes, yes.
Hey, what you want, you fucking donkey raper? You sheep.
If I hurt you, then you had shoved that phone right up your backside. Don't
you
phone it again.
William Wallace!
I am William Wallace.
Hey,
you may have my freedom, but you'll never have my freedom.
Yes, sir.
Can I have a wee bit dram of Scottish?
One more time, just for the hell of it.
Oh, God. It's international, too, so we can...
There. We need you to sign up.
Hey, Oh.
They're just grabbing it so angrily. How can I not fall again?
He's so mad.
Yeah, these Scots get really worked up.
Oh.
Oh, God. He's calling back. Is he calling back? That guy's so mad.
Try one more time.
Shit.
Oh.
Hey! Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Melting.
*67
Uh-oh. OMG. Hacks.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, you sheep ramming ass fucker?
We'd like to share a wee dram of scotch with you.
One more time. Who cares?
Because YOLO.
YOLO, man.
YOLO it.
I wanted to take it off the line. That's what I wanted to do. Mission successful.
He took it off.
He's probably calling the constable.
Constable, come up here with your no gun policies.
Somebody's going to come over on a horse and going to have a report filed.
These are some great calls we had tonight. I think this is our best show so far.
Yeah, they keep getting
any more?
Better and better.
Get any more UK next, numbers?
Yeah, the next one's right there.
Dark Savior said we're the, what was that? We're the what? The prank callers because we don't fight with each other?
Oh, yeah, I saw that up there. The what did you say? The beaver thing.
The Leave It to Beaver prank call.
Leave It to Beaver. There we go.
We're the Wayne
we fight speakers. Off air. Thank you very much.
Yeah, off air. It's a constant battle, but when we're on air, we keep it together. No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually true.
Yeah, I damn near strangled Death Fox right before the show started.
Here's the next one. We only got a few. We got a few of these. Never mind. Yes, keep going.
I threw a shit ton of numbers that we never called yet.
We have a ton. I kind of want to keep going for a little while, at least another hour.
If I ever, we can keep going for now. But if I ever went to a court and the dude was wearing a wig, I'd say, take that fucking wig off your head, you stupid motherfucker. That'd be the first thing out of my.
I'd only do that if I knew I was guilty.
I don't know.
I just make fun of the judge. I'm going to jail for the rest of my life.
Okay. Baz, it's your turn. Here you go. John Bastable.
John Bastable.
I guess it's Bastable.
Yeah.
Or Bastable.
Bastable, yeah.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Mr. Bastable, please?
It's 6:05.
I'm with the service. May I speak
Pardon?
With Mr. Bast? I'm with the service.
What May service? I speak?
I'm with Sorry. The service.
Sorry?
The Royal Service.
The Royal Service?
That's right. And I have an important message for Mr. Bastable.
Oh, he's got an important message.
Hello?
Mr. Bastable.
Yeah.
I'm calling from the Royal Service. I have an important message for you.
What is it?
It's time to wake up.
What the hell's the Royal Service?
The Royal Service. I'm calling from our call center in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh,
I'd like to talk
off.
To you
for
about
goodness
car
sake,
insurance.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning here.
Well, it's only 9 o'clock in the evening here. Please don't hang up, sir.
What are they phoning at that time of the morning for?
Do you know what time of the morning
He's
it is?
On. He's long.
We should put on our wigs and have a discussion board about this.
He put the pony down as he said that.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you phoning us? It's so early.
We have a great offer for you.
Sorry?
We have a great offer for you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
What
yes.
sort of offer?
Well, we are selling some first-class automobile insurance to UK
we
residents.
We don't want any insurance. We've got insurance for
Would you like to buy some petrol? I've got a good deal on petrol.
No, thank you. We're in England. You're in Chicago. This is silly.
Well, we have associates that are we can dispatch on a moment's notice. We have people that are just roaming about your neighborhood right now. They could be there with the petrol in 5 minutes if you just say the word.
We don't want petrol. We don't want anything.
Could we interest you in a load of cobblers, perhaps?
In a what?
A load of cobblers.
Cobblers?
Yes, why are you speaking such a load of cobblers to me?
Well, you are to me.
Am I taking the piss?
Yes.
No, I think you're taking the piss.
Why?
Why? Because what? I'm an honest, hardworking person in the call center here in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm just doing my job. I've got a number of people that I'm supposed to be calling, and I get nothing but a hard time from you people in the UK.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're not interested. And please, please don't call us again. We want to go back to sleep.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
So, would you like to buy a load of cobblers? Hello?
She was falling asleep on the phone. She is just, we've heard that same voice of the UK woman every time, being like,
it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
So,
positively ill.
So, Hillock wants to join. Are we going to stick to the one guest at a time, or do you want me to stay? You know,
guys, yeah, I need to take off pretty soon. So, how about if I bow out and let Hillock join in?
Word. All right. Thanks for being on, Baz. That was a good call. I like that.
That was fun. That was
really good.
It was a good show, guys. Yeah. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother. Take it easy.
Thanks. We'll see you later, guys.
Right on.
Keep it ghetto. Keep it gangster.
Thank you, Baz, for being on. I think I left a song on. Anyways, here's the next number. It's another UK number. It's a hotel. I believe it's your turn, Death Fox.
Yeah. Hey, man. We'll let Matt go because technically he in the list. Matt, okay, this is yours.
What's up?
What am I doing?
Three things. We do them in order, so.
Yeah, we're very uniform.
What thing?
Read the chat and that's yours.
Lonesome Odo. It's a lonesome hotel.
Yeah.
And a guy answered. That's all you really need to know.
Yep, that's yours. Here we go.
It's what? This is in England?
Yep.
Or wait, there's two numbers there. Which one are you calling?
I called the second one.
Okay. So this is some guy named, what, John Beck?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Beck.
Hello.
Hey, is this John?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Who's that?
This is Matty. How you doing?
Who?
Matty. Come on, buddy. What's up, you old slide dick, wily cunt? How you doing? It's been a bit.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly.
You need to take the prick out of you. Are you selling that horse meat to people?
Pardon?
Oh, bloody hell. I want to hug and kiss you on the face and neck.
Before we love it from America.
Hello.
He said we was calling from America.
Can you hear me?
I don't know. We hear you. You're fine. It was just weird. Okay. This is me, I guess. I'll do the Ardo Hotel. I don't know what to say to a hotel.
If they don't answer, if it's not good, I got another one. Not another hotel, but a private
I'm trying to adjust my mic.
Good morning. Carter Hotel, you were speaking. How can I help?
Can I speak to somebody that speaks English?
Sorry?
I need somebody that speaks English.
What?
I'm from America and I only speak American English. Can you speak American English to me?
I'll try.
I don't understand. What? Could you speak American English?
What can I do for you?
I need a room.
He could stop the world and melt with you.
They said the stream is down again. We'll call you back, stupid hotel.
Son of a bitch, it is off.
Isn't American English you did the I'll Stuff the World and Melt With You song?
I don't know.
Hold on, I got to...
Let's hit the streams side. Down.
I got to kick it real fast.
I'll kick it. Here you go.
Hello, everybody.
There, I kicked it.
Okay, starting. Hey, what's up? How have you been, Matt? It's been a while.
Morose, drunk.
You still drinking by any chance?
Yeah.
Me too, buddy.
That's the only thing that puts a smile on my face for a little bit out of the day.
I know how that feels.
You don't know how it feels till you're 38 and you're getting the shakes walking to the beer store, fucking dragging a goddamn hand cart behind you to carry your beer home.
I'm going to put on Death Fox's favorite song for this occasion. Bender, where is it?
Why are you playing music?
Because we're talking about beer and shit. Oh, well, I'll also go on the next one.
We're doing calls.
Okay, here you go.
You forgetting you're leaving the wimp music on.
Frederick Cole.
Yeah, there's no time for bullshit. Call. Next call. Next call.
We're in the assembly line.
I was listening to y'all earlier, and I was like, really? Like, fucking Christ, dude.
This is assembly line.
This shit is like, how the fuck are you going to get anybody to like any of you?
We're in assembly line.
Yeah. And then you're gonna sit here and you're gonna put fucking 1,000 2-minute fucking video clips up on YouTube tonight.
Up on YouTube, yeah. Tonight.
And I'm gonna be like, holy shit.
Nothing on YouTube is from the shows. YouTube's all different. Or stuff is not live. Just for anybody listening, dude, I don't want them to get confused.
YouTube is usually when we're sitting around and thinking about something for like a half an hour, and then we're like,
"Oh, those are that, dude. That's Noah."
Like the Christian.
That's nothing good. You're saying that. So those are the best thought out ones.
Not like thought out, but it's like sometimes they have good results. Like the the Christian?
They do. They just fucking flood out my goddamn subscription page. I had to unsubscribe to one of them. It's fucking ridiculous. You should put them all together for a goddamn half hour thing.
No,
yeah, we can start doing that. But it's like it's hard if it's not a lot of things that aren't like the same.
Dude, it's hard. Time. Like somebody who like goes to YouTube a lot. It's fucking aggravating. Like when you go to your subscriptions and it's all Princess and Radio.
But you only get 100 videos.
Well, people like content. We give content.
True.
We only upload. We upload it live. If we do it that day, we do it live. We do 7 in one day. You get 7 calls in one day.
Yeah. That way, it's like. You go back and you look, but it's like their subscription system is flawed. They need to just make something that makes it so that you've got a check mark that just like you can check that says if the uploader puts like successive videos or something.
Whenever
you know?
I see shit with the same fucking goddamn thumbnail, I'm like, you know what? I got 10 of them. I think I need to subscribe.
But it's like if they gave you an option just so that one video shows up, then you'd know, oh, that person uploaded video and have like a star or something next to it.
You should know that. And you should just put them all together, stream them together.
Anyway, let's go to the next call.
Yeah.
At first it was good, but it seems like they're fucking it up now. They're trying to make it look
like
Google Plocks.
That was my turn.
No, I just went, then it goes Polaris. Oh, yeah, you didn't go, so yeah, it is your turn.
Yeah, you go.
Great.
We do short clips. You like it or don't watch it.
I know, but I like when you guys got, like,
you know. Just,
but, like, I know you on, like, Facebook and shit, so when you put a big call up.
Yeah, it's Mr. Cole, Frederick.
Last name Soar.
Mr. Bong. Okay. Mr. Bong hit.
There you go.
Here you go. This is for you.
Dude, whoever did the fucking goddamn nigger call earlier was fucking amazing.
Which one?
That was D's call, yeah.
That shit was.
The bowling alley.
And this is you.
Where is he going with this? On forever. And the fucking dog is and all this bullshit. And finally, you're like, can you read it back to me? Like, and I'm like, talking about.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny, huh?
That shit was real funny, dude.
You didn't hear the one we got the frosted, top of the frosted by hitting her in the face with a brick?
No. I don't know why you like all like fucking with prostitutes. These people are doing the Lord's work.
We call whoever we get numbers to.
I'm getting her. I'll be back.
This is free Ron too.
Yes, hello. Mr. Marshall, this is Gordon.
Yes, this is Ellen in the morning, you know.
This is Ryan. I'm calling from the Royal Service. We have a very important message for you. Hello? Hello?
He's there.
Sir, speak to me. We have a very important message. I need you to be here before I say it. Why is he not?
Oh no, I'll call back.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 1571.
Bitch.
The person.
Hold on. We have another one. Here you go.
Call in
503-616-3777. Ring, ring.
Banana phone.
Ring, ring, ring. Banana phone.
Yeah, all the cool kids go to youtube.com/prankstationradio and listen to our songs and stuff during the week.
Your songs?
Yeah.
No answer there.
What song did you
do? You'll have to go and listen and subscribe and listen to all 200 videos. If you find the secret song, you win $5.
It's like an Easter egg.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. You're gonna put it in the mail, just like the last thing you put in the mail.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting on it.
You gotta do it.
Ah, you just wanted my address to swap me someday, you fucker.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's an Easter egg song. It's only for 2 seconds in one video.
It's an Easter egg. 2 seconds. What is it? What is it? The brown tone that makes me shit my pants? Because I'll tell you what. I don't need a tone to shit my pants.
Welcome to PC Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one.
Call the regular humans I posted, not these UK people.
Well, we're just getting through. There ain't many left.
I had those in there since like the beginning.
We'll get there. Yeah, click. Dozer?
Yes, Mrs. Bell, Francis. Ma'am.
Hello?
This is Ryan Dozier. I'm calling from the Royal Service. We have a very important message for Bell Francis at 44 Kamali in Bath. Am I speaking with you? Is this her? Are you the important one that I need to speak with? The Royals request your presence. They need you to get on your horse right now and come to the city center. They want to award you with
the wind.
Citizen of the Year. Why'd you do that?
I thought it was funny. Fuck you.
That was possibly the dumbest thing I've heard on tonight.
I know. I'm going to interrupt your next call.
It sounds like a horse. Dude, leave it alone.
Fox, I've never heard that happen before.
What?
Oh, the next one.
I'm allowed one interruption every night.
That don't sound like you killing a call with some dumb shit.
Yep, that's what I do.
That is brought to you by FrankSessionRadio.com. That's Fox's Kill of the Night. You'll do it at least once a night.
Yeah.
Killing the night.
Happen, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Here, we'll call Tony for Dozer. He gets to do it again. Oh.
Okay.
Tony? Oh, geez, you got more.
Those are for me.
Now they're all put together, so it's hard to tell which one it is. A lot of scrolling involved.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Just move down that list.
Yeah. Tony's son, dick. He sounded just as Italian as that piece of shit cartoon guy on the Tony's Pizza.
Ooh, that's busy.
That's super busy.
You know that 440 number still on the line?
We'll leave him on there forever.
Rocking and rolling. Leave him on. They're locking it down. They're flying through the matrix.
They got the tracers.
One second, I'm trying to hang up on it, but it won't let me. Come on.
It's KDK. He's hacking us. Oh.
OMG hacks.
Hacks.
OMG poops. Brought to you by my YouTube channel, OMG Poops.
These are great numbers.
I mean, fuck you. I got them off the phone book. You can blame the phone book.
Yeah. Fucking stupid phone book.
Goddamn. Yellow book.
Being all stupid, fucking Asian.
I think I'll do that. Like, what's kill a call on every set? I'm like, rah! That's kill him.
Yeah, oh, you do it on your own.
Yeah, you don't need
me. I'll act like a panther. Come on, that's kind of a rah!
How about if I say racist shit?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Wow. She sounded like she had a long face. Why? Like that broad Shining.
Well, who is this?
I don't know. I'm just going down.
Do what now?
Chris or Dan?
Hello?
Chris or Dan?
Sorry?
Chris or Dan?
Wow, the panther came out twice tonight.
Is Chris or Dan here?
Oh.
I don't know. It seems like someone's hacking our phone lines. I don't know what's going on. Is there other people Chris? In the background for you?
Chris?
This is Dan. I'm going to help you.
Oh, my Chris. God. I don't know what's going on.
Panther.
I just got an order from Pizza Hut for Chris or Dan. And... I'm just a lonely. Oh, fuck you.
Nobody talked. It wasn't my turn. We got to get back in order.
It should be me, I think. Or no,
No, it was supposed to be you.
All right, so
Hello.
Is this? All right, this is Mickey. Is this Mickey?
Hello,
Mickey.
Who?
Mickey.
No, you got the wrong number, bud.
Dan?
Who?
Is it Dan? Dan?
Who are you?
Is this Dan?
No, it's not Dan.
Oh. Have you seen Dan around?
Who?
Dan. Have you seen him around tonight? He's got my sculpture. Maybe...
He what?
He's got my sculpture. Maybe you know him as a different name. Your friend? Is he there?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Are you sure? You don't have a friend that you hang out with a lot of dude? That maybe his name is Chris?
Who has a what?
He's got my sculpture.
No.
I found this number carved into a tree. Isn't that weird?
Not me.
You sure? No, it was your number, but it's carved in the back of the statue that I'm trying to find.
Look, don't call back anymore, yeah. Other than calling the cops.
Ever? Ever?
You really
I promise? Do you promise?
You're on the air.
Come on, man. Come on in.
Hi, guy. How you doing?
Hi.
Don't bust our chops.
Who is
hey, this Donald.
You called me 1,000 times this week. Say what you
yeah, have
to say.
Yeah, I call you a lot.
Yep.
I like the show. I like it.
Thanks. Good.
Thank you for liking the show.
So who's this?
I don't know. Unknown phone.
Thank you for listening.
Unknown phone's okay. Called you a lot.
Like, every day it's 3 times and left a message.
Huh? Tell 4 or 5 friends to watch. Tell 4 or 5 all friends right. To listen to you.
Talk.
Okay. Yeah, or do you want
oh,
to do...
Oh, he left.
Yeah.
He should have left.
He just had right. To get on long enough to fucking lock you up.
Yeah.
had to confirm that you were the number. He's like, I got an auto confirmation. The fox is going in the foxhole.
Well, this guy's been leaving me like 3 messages a week.
Yeah, he's been calling a bunch.
Wow.
Sounds special.
Sounds like a Chinaman.
Maybe he just loves Fox. That's fine.
Yeah, Fox. I imagine.
Everybody else hates me, though. So he's kind
of curling up with him and the wiener dogs and like a stinky cover. Be a good time.
Yeah.
Good night, Sterling. Sterling said to say good night to him, so good night, Sterling.
Hey, Sterling.
Sterling. What the fuck's a Sterling? Silver shit.
It sounds like a gay Pokemon.
Yeah, it sounds like Granny's fucking silver that I stole and hocked so I could run away. Rock on, Sterling.
Incoherent Rambling brought to you by Matt Hillock.
Pleased to meet you.
Dozer got off cam. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm getting tired now.
Wait, I've been tired.
I tried to turn my
the next
mind.
Number's in there.
Which one?
There's a UK number for Kevin Ascott.
Okay, this is for Deep.
What's the Kevin? An ascot? Isn't that one of the weird things you wear on your neck, like a neckerchief? Is he the SMV's the inventor of the ascot?
Music's on.
Hello?
Hello?
Kevin, how's it going?
Who's speaking?
This is John. Is Kevin there?
John who?
John Holmes. I'm talking to Kevin, right?
John Holmes from where?
From hell.
Just talk to me. I'm gonna get you.
Rawr.
I guess we'll wait until
there. Would you like to do a prank call with us?
John Cocteau Stone. Remember that shit from Fletch when he couldn't remember his
Nick
fake
Nick
last
Kurt.
Name and he was like, I'm John Cocteau Stone.
Death Fox ain't playing the music. Dozer plays the music. Deader.
John Cocteau Stone.
We're just waiting for Dozer to get back. Somebody sang a hymnal until he gets back.
What?
A hymnal.
Ain't no fucking Christians around here, you fucking goddamn hillbilly.
Thing. I'm a coming downstairs.
Some Slayer, man.
I'm a coming downstairs.
Dance with the dead in my dreams. Listen to the hallowed screams.
Dozer's back.
Okay, I'm back. I had to restart Skype, it kept freezing.
Shit just got erotic.
I should take antibiotics.
What do we have here?
I made it wrong.
I don't know. This old fucking Chinaman woman still sitting on the line. I don't know what's up with that.
She wants to stay forever.
Okay, there's the next one. Oh,
come play with us, Denny. Forever.
Hey, this is Matt. Here you go, Matt. Go.
Okay, what's the name?
Kevin Willer. Kevin Willer.
Kevon or Kevin?
Kevon Willard.
Kevin. Kevin.
Why do you keep saying
Kevin? Sterling says that he loves us.
Love you too, Sterling.
We love you.
Hey, Kevon. Kevon. Sure, Bridges. Where you at? Come on. Kevon.
It was Kevin. Dun, dun, dun.
You fucking idiots. Fuck you. Okay. Hey, so you ruined another one. That's great.
The woman said, it's 5 a.m. Yeah, I could hear in the background saying
so,
that.
So, yeah. So he said it's Kevin.
And the phone went, wah, wah, wah. All
right. I'll fuck up. Okay. Let's fuck up people's calls. This is a new game. Huh? Is that what you brought me up for?
It was kind of funny. You got to admit it.
What? Telling me the wrong name? Yeah, that's hilarious. It was Kevin.
She didn't even hear it. All she heard was ring, ring. At 5 a.m.
Well, what's probably the wrong thing?
Whatever.
And then the handle of the phone went wah, 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 wah. And she couldn't find the headset for 30 seconds to a minute.
You're a headset to a minute.
And that was funny.
Yeah, we got a request from SpongeBob. It's one of his personal friends.
Oh, that the should last go really well. Good.
The last one he gave us did go well. The last one he gave us was really funny.
You can have this one, man. I'm joking on that
list. No, I ain't doing shit.
No, but this really applies to you. You can take
Why?
It. Read it. Read the description. He has experience in drug and alcohol counseling, and it'd be funny if he pretended to be an addict that is desperately needs help, and you could pretend that you're having intercourse with your sister or have other type of mental problems.
Dude, that's a lot.
Bipolar or schizo.
No, Fox can do that.
No, well, Dozer's next, not me. Here you go, Dozer.
Ever.
Okay.
Dozer. No, Dozer will actually make it funny, and I won't want to talk over him. I just wanted you to say something so I can ruin it.
It'll be good. If it works, it'll be good.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, dude? You the alcohol counselor, Kevin?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You the alcohol counselor? Your name's Kevin.
I got your
number and everything from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. They said way back when that you helped them out with their addiction and you were very helpful and everything and getting them like off the streets and whatnot.
Now, what individual was that?
I don't know. It was some dude I came across. We didn't really exchange names much around here. But look, listen, the reason I'm calling and stuff is I'm real down in the dumps right now and everything. And, you know, I'm not a trick or anything. I'm just, you know, wondering maybe y'all could, you know, just sit and talk with me one day or something maybe because I just ain't got nobody no more. But I really want to get clean now. You know, I'm 2 days in the detox, and I think I can really do it this time.
Where exactly are you detoxing?
I'm not too far from you. I mean, I'm still in the streets, you know, near Huntington Beach and everything. But you know, I haven't gone to a place yet. But you know, I'm just trying to find like a mentor right now because I really ain't got nobody. It's got to the point where I'm starting to have like intercourse with my sister and everything. It's not really. I'm realizing the path that I'm taking wasn't really the right one.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Desmond.
All right, I'm sorry.
I mean, you don't want to meet up like a McDonald's or something? Maybe you could buy me a coffee and give me some change and stuff. And, you know, we could talk about, you know, me and my sister. We get it on, and you know, I usually have to steal a car to stay warm at night.
Man, you're fucking with me. Is this Cox?
Wait, what you talking? No, it's Cox. How you doing, buddy?
Uh-huh.
It's Cox. What's up, dude? Hello?
John?
Yeah, John. It's Kevin. It's John.
Dude.
Hello?
Huh?
Yo. Yeah, what's up, dude? I was just messing with you. I'm here with a bunch of people, and, you know, they said, oh, you know, call Kevin. He used to be at alcohol comedy, you know, stuff like that. So we thought I'd, you know, give you a call and try to razz you up.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, this is Matt, dude.
You want to hang out? Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You want to hang out?
This is Matt, right?
Yes. Now, do you want to hang out or what? What's going on? I mean, I'm just wondering, what's up? What'd you say?
No, man, something just is completely off with this, man. Like, first off, I haven't done the counseling thing in a long time, so this is either John and Matt messing with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is John here, and I'm Matt, so we're both here. And I think if you look around here somewhere else, there's another friend of ours. But we're just calling stuff. Do you want to hang out? We just got some really good chronic, dude, and we just want to know if maybe you want to roll up, go to the beach or whatnot.
Where you guys at?
Well, I'm with Matt, and we're rolling tapes right now. We're over like near the beach. Do you want to come down or?
Well, first off, I need to know exactly who this is.
Listen, buddy. Listen. Come to the beach, okay? And bring as much money as you can. Like,
oh yeah, sure. Let me go ahead and just fucking go wipe out my bank accounts and show up to the beach. It sounds like Matt trying to put on a front, but
yeah, I know. Listen. I did the counseling thing for a while, but now I'm kind of messing up. So I was gonna try and set you up, but you're pretty wise to my cracks. I was gonna try and have you come down here to the beach, and I was gonna hit you with a feather, and I was gonna take your wallet and run as fast as I could. I don't know if I could outrun you though, because I've been doing heroin for like 6 months, and I can't really breathe anymore.
Oh Jesus Christ! You guys had me going. Whoever the fuck this really is, man. It sounds like Matt, but I don't know. You sound different.
I had you going there for a minute.
For a minute, yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny. I didn't know. I didn't know if y'all was. I don't know if y'all.
Wait,
was
now
buying.
You don't sound like Matt anymore. Who the fuck is this?
It's me, dude.
Called me from a Beverly Hills number.
Yeah, I know. I moved up here, man. I told you we started getting all cracked out and shit happened. And now we're up here. It's just kind of messed up, but anyways, it's John. So.
So you're John or you're Matt? Which one?
I'm Matt, but I'm here with John. No, me and John and Sterling. Me and Sterling here too. We all kind of hanging out. We started skydiving.
Let me talk to John real quick.
All right, I'm here. We started skydiving last week.
Let me talk to John real quick.
Okay, here. Let me put him on. Pat. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Oh yeah, there he is.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
This isn't John.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the John you know. The John you know is over here. Hold on. Face.
Yeah. My name...
Hey, what's up, dude?
Huh?
What's up? You going to meet us down at the beach or what? We're going to the beach. Dude. We'll chill
that
under
ain't
the
John.
Docks. Yeah, it is, dude. This is Jim. Jim, John.
We was going to
no,
try.
No, John.
We was going to try
I'm
and set
John.
You up.
I'm John.
No, I'm John. Is this the guy that's going to bring the money to the beach?
Anyways, they're all John, and my name's Matt. We're waiting for you down at the beach. And I'm here, too. We all waiting for you. So you going to come down here or what? Make sure to put a lot of money in your wallet.
Yep. I vaguely recognize one voice, which is Matt. The rest of them, I don't know. There's some British-sounding fucking dude.
Do you still drive that really nice car? Can you bring that down here, too?
The really nice car. Which really nice car?
I'm bad with cars. I don't even know. But I mean, if you bring that down, maybe I can rough you up and take the keys.
Yeah.
Also bring your subwoofer and your laptop and your sister because I can smell
and
her.
Cash money
from here. Yeah, that goes without saying. Bring the jewels too.
So how'd you know I lived in Huntington Beach? If you got my number from somebody you didn't.
No Jews. No one need Jews here.
So how do you know I lived in Huntington Beach if you got my number from
somebody? I'm going to tell you a story.
It just happens.
Stop. All right, you know how there's Girl Scout cookies right now?
Yeah.
Well, I was eating them, and I found your name and everything on the back of one.
Oh, yeah? On the back of a Girl Scout cookie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm eating one right now, too, but I put the one with your number on it. It's on my computer right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good. Do you want me to bring them over? We're going to eat them together. Do you have any milk?
I've got plenty of milk.
All right. Do you have any booze?
Wink, wink, semen.
Hey, somebody over there is pretty smart.
Yeah,
so. Milk. So anyway, it's really, who the fuck is this?
It's Desmond.
Desmond?
Desmond. D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Desmond?
Desmond Johansson. The star.
Desmond, brother, so.
My name is Desmond Johansson. I'm the star of the hood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, guy?
You're the star of the hood, huh?
Yep, I'm the number one trap star.
He's a number one.
Yes, sir.
Phone winners for the win. Phone winners for the win. Phone winners for the win.
Wow.
What the fuck?
What?
That got odd.
You can blow his mind right now. For real, for real. Who the fuck is this?
No, for real, for real. Who is this?
It's really real, dude. It's real. It's really.
Oh, yeah. You're really calling me from a detox, yet you're completely hopped up on heroin at the beach.
Phone winners for the win.
I didn't tell you I was in detox. I told you I was detoxing on the street. I wasn't at a facility.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I've been on the street, so I was trying to get clean, and then I was going to call you as a meth
off of booze. Yeah, he's resorted to heroin.
And then I was hoping maybe you could help me out.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You know, so.
I love how you keep talking. You're amazing, dude. Do you want to have a makeup party sometime?
No, I think I'm good, bro.
Okay.
We love you.
He stayed on for a while.
Somebody was hitting our number with a bunch of bots saying that. That said phone winners. He answered.
That's awesome.
I got like 15, 20. Wow.
And what? You just picked one of them up?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was until I picked one of them up.
So why would you pick one up?
I didn't know what it was until I put it on the line.
Still, there was a call going on. Why would you pick up any call?
Because
that's how he rolls. That's how he rolls. You got to understand his philosophy.
Whatever to fuck up a funny call. I'll just do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I will. I'll do whatever.
It doesn't necessarily ruin it. Most people don't even notice. Mm-hmm. They're just like, huh? Two people can talk and they're like, huh?
It threw me off. It made me talk more than I should have because I was like, wait, what the fuck's going on now?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have talked as much. Sorry, Dozer.
It's all good, man. It's all good. No worries. We're just getting late here anyway. Do you guys want to keep going, or?
We're all just tired.
There's problems.
I'm good.
It's all good.
All right, let's keep going, then. We have another escort. I know Matt loves the escorts.
I think you need to leave those poor people alone. You need to call fucking businessmen and middle managers. That's who needs to be harassed.
Here, try this. This, I think, is in.
Not
escorts. It'd be too late. Maybe so not. You could just...
Just call both of them.
The cornhole game?
Thank you, SpongeBob, for that number. That was pretty good. That went for a while.
That's pretty neat.
That's an invalid phone number.
Okay, we got a Chinese restaurant.
Chinese.
Can I ask them?
What did George heard you, kid?
About my Coke?
I need to talk to my family.
No, I just want to ask them if they played a joke on me. Oh, this is the butthole thing? Cornhole, what number is it?
803.
Which one is it in the thing? It's not going to pick up anyway. Why do I even care?
It's my turn. This is Chinese.
There's another one right there.
Yeah.
I hear they play jokes and put PB in the Coke.
Yeah.
That's a rumor.
Wild noodle appeared.
Here, somebody take this. My dog wants up.
Your dog wants up.
Ow.
He said up.
He's
he's going to throw it across the room.
Put that shit up.
Do you even lift, brah?
That is a Southie thing. Instead of saying put something...
Aren't we supposed to possibly go back tonight? That lift guy?
Instead of saying put shit away. It's put shit up. Go on and put that up now.
Yeah, it's like all the Arabs by me, they say cut the lights off or cut the lights on. That's what's weird. Yeah. Like, why do they say cut them? You know, we're not cutting anything.
Because probably in their fucking country, they were literally making a fucking physical cut at the wire at the end of the night.
And then soldering it back together in the morning with a match.
Fucking goddamn Arabs. How them Girl Scout cookies treating you?
Dude, they're so good, I'm almost out.
What kind of Girl Scout cookies are they?
They're shortbread ones, my favorite.
Your shortbread. Oh, it's nice to see so many Prank Station Radio logos.
You're surrounded, motherfucker.
I wish I would have never complimented it. I made such a thing. I was like, that shit is really fucking cool.
He pulled me aside one day and whispered in my ear, "Dozer, those look awesome."
Yeah, that, yeah, actually, yours looks. Did you write that shit or just use a font of like
I wrote that.
Oh, nice. He was a little tag.
I got hand style, son. Back when I lived in Chicago, I used to write all over them trains, son.
I used to write Shmoo. SM backwards EW.
You wrote that?
Yeah. I'm sure you've never seen one. They were never. I never did a big piece or anything.
Gotcha.
But that was my stupid little thing I used to write. Yeah.
What are we calling now?
A lot of back of the bus one, seats, and then whack off while I stare up fucking girl skirts. And
the one I posted about 12 is Teriyaki Express Chinese. I think that's my fucking Skype is fucking freezing.
There might be too many people in here.
What? There's six people.
It's a lot of people.
This is nothing.
Come on, we need all the three.
Wow, he didn't put that dog up.
I don't know. We still got we got a few more Chinese restaurants, but I don't know if these are open still.
No, they're probably closed. Unless...
Of course they're not. But we can pretend what we're going to say to them and then let the phone ring and make the show interesting.
We got any people left? If not, we'll be done, I guess.
Yeah, we have a few. Oh, wait, we called Mickey. Hold on. Oh wait! Didn't we call? Did we call the horse porn one earlier? I thought we were supposed to call somebody back. Would we get really pissed off a while ago?
It was that guy. It was the guy that did the lessons, and we said we was all going to do the lessons.
We have some place called Come and Go in Colorado Springs. I don't know. Do you want to call
we've
that?
We've called Come and Goes before. Yeah.
An antique wall phone, sheet music. Yeah.
Here's the male pig. I think it's... Whose turn is it? Is it mine? Yeah, I guess it is.
What is an ISO beard...
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
You got a male pig for breeding?
Yeah.
I have a pig named Matthew. I want to breed it with him. Two male pigs, I want to breed them together. You there?
What?
I have another male pig named Matt, and I want to try to breed them together.
Okay.
You hear him?
Where are you at?
I'm in, let me get the zip here. I'm in Ridgeway, So you think the two males will breed together pretty good?
Did I think the two males would breed together pretty good?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
You want to talk to my pig? Here he is.
I just want to get fucked good.
She got good.
That was funny as fuck.
We did that with a parrot earlier. Here's the bearded dragon.
Call him back. Yeah.
What did it say? It's like ISO.
It's unavailable right now.
It's an ISO.
Try again later.
Nothing.
I'm in search of.
ISO means ISO.
In search of is a fucking. In search of is an awesome television show. One of the best I would say possibly the best theme song ever on television ever. The In Search of theme song. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Easy, put them up. Put the dogs up.
Put the dogs up.
Let's breed them. Freedom. Let the dogs up. Let's breed them with some ISO bearded dragons.
Here you go, Sean.
Some chocolate in my mouth.
It's a nice way to call cat poop chocolate.
Yeah, a little slice of love.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's in your butt, girl. It's in your butt.
You can go fish around.
I have a box full of goldfish. There you go, Sean. It's yours.
Back
and 405. Those are ones we call this. Here we go. I'm calling it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just pasting it.
I'll let you take over the buttons.
The buttons.
Yeah.
Button. Who's got the button?
Hey, Tacoma Motel 6. This is Crystal. May I help you?
Cut the switchboard on.
What's that?
Cut the switchboard on.
The switchboard?
Can you cut it on?
I'm sorry?
Can you cut it on?
It is on.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
I just called and it went to you directly.
Why?
I want to use the switchboard.
I can't do that this time of night.
Oh, come on.
Nope, sorry.
How do I press your button?
He's going to have to put you up.
I'm sorry?
Okay, thank you. Okay, see. You won. Okay.
Switchboard.
That's weird. This time, what difference does it make if it's night or day?
Right. Prank calls.
There's some feeder runs.
You could call that one at the very bottom of the pad, and then you probably get a hotel call on that one. I feel pacing in there at the very bottom of the pad. That's that crackhead motel.
I got it. I'll try. Let's see. There we go.
There you go. We've tried one. We tried 111 through 115, and we got like two people. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Dude, if I was in a fucking shitty motel on a Friday night, I wouldn't pick up.
So, there may be a silence while the call is transferred.
These are those live-in motels.
It seems like you're looking down your nose with snooty eyes at these poor people. I got bad credit. Hello? At least these poor cusses got a roof over their head. Wow, that's... That's
please
still like...
There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Like 150 a week. So that's like 600 a month. Like, if you had any sort of, like, decent credit in a vehicle, you could just get a fucking goddamn, like, a decent apartment for that. Like, out, yeah. Like, out, you know? By the way, best part of the show, guys.
Thank you for calling. Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Why did she go through the time to say maybe? Isn't that more effort than just saying please hold?
Yeah.
Yes, room 208.
This 208?
Yes, this is, I know this is room 208. This is Ryan calling down from the front desk.
Who?
This is Ryan from the front desk. What have you been watching in there? We have several pay-per-view charges coming from your room this evening.
What comes from my room?
Pay-per-view charges. It says you've been watching all kinds of TV and movies that you have to pay for. It's not free anymore.
Why not? Why ESPN?
No, I know. Did you hear the new rules, the new paperwork or anything? Did you hear about it, the new policy?
Who is this?
I'm calling down from the front desk. This is Ryan.
Who is
I'm the new night manager. I was recently hired to clean up this hotel. What's going on here is we've been stated a charge on ESPN. It is now $39.99 per hour, and you've been watching it for several increments here. You're currently, let's see, let me bring up your bill here. It says you're currently at $474 for pay-per-view charges and another miscellaneous one. So do you want to pay this by cash, or shall we add it to your current balance? Sir? Sir?
Sir,
please talk to me before I have to come down with security and bust the door open. I don't want to have to do that this evening. We've already had to do that to several guests.
Where the security, police?
Because you have pay-per-view charges, and if you refuse to pay them, then we have to settle with some kind of compensation. I don't know if you want to come down
where
here and.
Where they at?
What are you talking about? Where are they at? They're down here with me. We're the good guys. You're the bad guy. You're watching TV. You're watching way too much, and you need.
I'm watching Jay.
I know. We've instated new policies.
Well, I don't know about that. Can I talk to Jay?
I mean, okay, yeah, fine. I'm gonna put Jerry on the phone, okay? One second, but he's not in charge here anymore. We have a new owner. Fine. Let me put him on. Hold on. Here you go. Talk to him. Talk to this guy. Doesn't believe me right now.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
This is Jay.
This is Jay.
Yeah.
No, this ain't not a Jay.
This is Jay.
This ain't not a Jay.
This is Jay. This is Jay.
I didn't know what to do.
It's okay. That was interesting.
He must have known that.
Use your black voice.
Oh, yeah. I should have used it for that.
That's what I was thinking he was going to do. That's why I didn't save it. But then you didn't save
it.
Oh, I don't ever know who's going to take over.
This is Jay.
Got him. Cancer throat.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
We all laugh until we're all cancer throats.
I quit smoking 3 days
ago. Oh, good. You're going to get even fatter. Congratulations. Did you buy any gum or any fake cigarettes?
Nope. Hello? Hello?
Well, he answered with a yep. Like he answered, like he was like surly off the bat.
Thank you for calling the Oak Lodge Motor Lodge. Please hold. There may be a silence while the call is transferred.
He was like, yeah, well, wanking it, I wouldn't pick up. Fuck that. But it still ends up, it ends up ruining the whole thing.
You gotta try to race to answer the phone if you're whacking.
No. Who has a house phone, you weirdo?
Hotels.
Yeah, and they're right next to the bed. Yeah.
Find a black man, tell him there's a coon in the ring. And then tell him that. Oh, wait, that's just.
look at really. he's got hands like a person. He washes his food.
You've heard reports of coons in the room.
Hello? Room 225? This is Ryan from the front desk. This is Ryan from the front desk.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan from the front desk. In management, we back here in the back office. We going through some paperwork. They wanted me to call down to every room and let everybody know what's going on tomorrow. You going to be here tomorrow, right?
Well, yeah, what's tomorrow?
All right, well, listen, there's a company called PSR Security, PSR Excavation, and they are coming tomorrow. They bought the property. They are coming tomorrow at 9 a.m. to tear the place down. So we need you to make sure you have all of your belongings out of the hotel room by 8:30 a.m.
That plan is wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm calling from the back office. We the new night managers. We in charge now, and we
stop playing, ho. What day is?
Wait, who you calling a hoe, lady? You the hoe around here.
I'm going to talk. What Jay the manager?
Hey, listen to me, bitch. We tearing this bitch down tomorrow, okay? The PSR excavation's coming up in here with their bulldozers and everything, and they going to knock it all down, all right?
You can't even talk right. I'm going to tell Jay my manager on you.
You can't tell. Listen, he ain't work here no more. I took his motherfucking job. He ain't working no lying. More. Listen. PSR Excavation bought this place. We tearing it down tomorrow. You need to have all your shit out of there by 8:30. You hear?
Nobody cussing me out.
You want to talk to who? Speak the fuck up. I can't understand it. What are you saying. You can't articulate. You need to articulate. I can't hear what you're saying.
On the phone.
This is Ryan from the back office. We at the front desk. You want
to? Okay. Well, you can get my manager to get on the phone.
Listen, if you want to come down here,
I don't even stay here.
Listen,
I've never been, so I don't even know who you are.
Listen, if you want to come down here, that's fine. You know what? You want to talk to Jay then? You want to talk to Jay?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Here, I'm going to put Jay on the phone. 1 second, dumbass. Hold on. This bitch wants to talk to you. I'm tired of this fucking bitch's attitude and shit. Straighten this girl out, Jay.
Yeah, this is Jay.
Y'all play tonight. Y'all play tourists.
What?
Ain't nobody got time.
Ain't nobody got time.
I was the house nigga around here.
Yeah. She didn't have no time for it right off the get go. She had no time for that shit. She's like, apparently this Jay, like, is like the shit.
He's like the king.
He's like the king.
Damn white people playing on the phone.
This is Jay.
All these white boys and their computers, they downloading a bunch of internets and shit.
Hello?
Hey, listen, this room 230, this Ryan from the front desk. We have a really urgent situation. This Ryan from the front desk?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, PSR Excavation, they bought the property today, and they just called me. I'm the night manager, and they told me that they're going to be here at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to excavate the building. They're going to be tearing this location down. So they wanted me to call around every room and let everybody know that they need to be Jay wanted me to call around ahead of time and tell everybody they need to be out of the rooms by 8:30 a.m.
Everybody.
I'm sorry, what did you say, ma'am?
Everybody.
Do you want to speak to who? I can't understand what you're saying. You need to get. You got dick in your mouth? What'd you say? Yeah, they're evicting everybody. Everybody, they're tearing the place down. PSR Excavation bought the property, and they are building a new hotel. We will be open again in 1 month.
Okay.
So by 8:30 a.m., you know, everything's got to be out, and you know, you got to be. We give you a refund at the front desk. So are you okay? Hey, you sound kind of sickly or something.
No, I'm sleeping, man. I'm in my bed.
Oh, you're sleeping. All right. Well, if you got any questions, just come down here. But otherwise, they're going to be tearing down the building at 9 a.m. You might want to be out before then.
All right.
Everybody's talking about there's a red car outside that place. And the red car has minor paint damage on the roof.
What the fuck does a... Did she have that like the fucking microphone part of that phone internal or something?
But everybody's saying get people to meet you at this car that's outside that has minor paint damage on the roof.
Why? It's always there. Because what? It's on the Google fucking goddamn.
There may be a silence.
One time 3 years ago.
Hey, chill. No, I'm just kidding. He just said he drove by there, so it's got to be there.
Oh, okay.
He passed by it 3 times, he said.
Well, that's a whole different story. That didn't work. Dick pack. Fucking worst thing since Hitler.
Sounded like that last lady's phone was like in her throat.
That's what I was saying. Was it internal? She sounded like...
It's like a cyborg.
Like some old, like, invalid. Like, you're gonna get her to try to cripple out of bed and fucking fall down some
steps.
There
may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Tell me. And you'll be like, prank session radio excavating killed this bitch. Bam.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, room 235?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling down here from the front desk. Do you see that red car outside?
Yes.
Yeah. Will you come meet me at it, maybe?
Huh?
Will you come meet me at the car outside, the red car? I'm calling from the front desk. I need you to help me with something.
Can we help you?
Yeah, so come down to the red car real quick. Just real quick, I'll pay you. I'll pay you.
All right.
All right.
Oh, really?
You were laughing.
Really?
That was easy.
Send everybody to the red car.
Okay, call it back. We gotta get another person there, like, right now.
Unless they're just, you know, typical fuckers and saying, and the...
I wanna get, wait, like, get somebody to confirm that you're out there. Say, so, do you see me walking the door?
I wish they had a CCTV camera that we could hacksaw.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
There may be.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But you can ask if they're going down there. Do you see about the red car? Are you peeing?
I'm trying to be as quiet as I can, man. Pissing on the side. I'm trying to be quiet. Get a fucking...
Thank you for calling. Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred. This entry is invalid.
This century? The 21st century is invalid? What do we need to go back to the 19th?
I'm going to try and get the front desk and tell them that I saw somebody breaking into the red car.
Although I don't think they're...
How about it?
Okay. Oh, whoops. My bad.
If it's one of those really long places, there might not be nobody down there this late.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is tripping.
This is the sound of silence.
Jay's Red Car. Air room 111. That's it. The old man. Hello.
There's some niggers at the car.
Wow. I didn't expect hate speech out of other people.
Call right here.
There's no such thing as hate speech.
Hello. No one is available to take your
call.
Son
of a bitch.
I'll call out one more time and it's it. We're done gotta, forever.
Gotta get at least someone to confirm that he went out there.
Well, unless people just peeping out the windows like crackheads.
It's going to be some people walking there and some people watching people walk there.
Is it that dodgy place?
Hell yeah, I think it's some kind of crack motel. This person who sent it in.
$150 for 7 days? That's pretty cheap.
It is.
Hello?
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Somebody should tell you to check your PMs, Dozer.
PMs. I'm getting another beer.
Your private messages.
I'm sorry, that room is busy.
That meant bowel movement.
Please hang up.
One more time.
I'm just going to hit zero and get the front desk report. I don't have any PMs.
Trone IRC,
Trone chat. Oh, he's sending it on Tiny Chat.
Located in Waco, Texas. If you know the party's extension or room number that you need, please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
He's made everybody tired.
Hey, that's my ringtone.
Thank you for calling the Oak Lodge.
Son of a fuck.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
They're not there. It's one of those places down there. They're like once a month.
Oh my god, we'll try this.
It's a crackhead hotel. They ain't gonna have people there 24 hours a day.
Oh well. Alright.
Whoever saw the red car should go next time, set up a tripwire outside of somebody's door. And then when we call, the person will fall down. When it goes down to fight the red car for some reason. And then, and like a bucket of paint there. So, and then when you see the man standing with paint the next day, you know the fucking thing happened. Or, you know.
Stand outside waiting to take a picture for us.
A shotgun on a string next to the door.
If we hear the boom, we know there's a free room now here at the Crackhead Motel. That's our motto. If we hear a boom, there's a free room.
I stayed at a couple crackhead motels. They were never fun. I was terrified at the one.
Terrified to get wrong?
I used to push the dresser to the fucking door, even though there was a bigger window. Like, that would fit. And I slept with the fucking 30-30 next to me and just had a bathtub full of beer. And I
sounds like a great combination.
Oh, yeah. drunken teenage a lot of beer and fucking and fake pay-per-views where they would show two VHSs all the time. They would show Nothing But Trouble and Trancers 2. Like again and again, and like they just did, like rigged it up so it went to like all the rooms when they would put it in their
VCR. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
We got more numbers or what?
We got tons of numbers.
I don't know. The U.S. stuff's gonna be closed now.
Yeah.
Nah. There's Western
out of
stuff,
foreign stuff.
I'm tired.
So what? Call anyways. Call about these feeder rats.
Fine. We'll call about the rats and we're going to bed.
Exactly. Okay. Tired as hell. I'm trying to sleep.
Two of the four are tired. I don't know. Are you tired, Dozer? Are you tired, Dozer? Dozer's not tired. He wants to go 24 hours.
Rock and roll.
My Skype was froze. And I'm not that tired. I'm getting there. But if we took like a 5-minute break, I can come back and do another half hour.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic
voice. You can go 24 hours without listening.
I'm down. I'll keep broadcasting if you guys get off. I'll probably keep going for at least another 13, 14, I don't know.
Hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to go for 13 hours.
I want to do a show until RBCP's pre-show for Carlito.
I'll make you do. I'm going to go to sleep until the morning, and I'll join back with you in the morning, okay?
I'll stay with you.
Y'all keep that shit up. I'm old.
As soon as summer hits, though, like when I get done with classes finally, then I'm going to do a really long, crazy, stupid show.
I'll do it once this year, but not right now.
I crashed for like 2 or 3 hours during the 24-hour show. But that was it. Like, I just had to nap a bit. I was like, fuck, I'm going and going and going. And I was like, because I was drinking the whole time. I was like, I got to lay down for just like a minute on the couch. Like, still like kept my shoes on and shit. Just like laid there.
He's not doing a pre-show tomorrow. He said, we can do a pre-show if you want.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be cool.
Well, then let's go to sleep and do a pre-show tomorrow.
All right. Well, bye, Matt. Thanks for being on. Fun. It was good to get some good calls. Wow. Start kicking people off here.
Okay, bye, Matt.
Harris, you have anything?
You got 5 seconds, Matt. 1, 2.
Thanks for tuning in.
Four. Hugs and kisses, y'all.
Giving us numbers, any of that good shit, you know.
D, do you got anything for the listeners before we leave them?
Well, you got five seconds.
Go.
Thanks for listening in. Deathlock's being dick, but. Good shit, guys. Thanks for watching. Come watch us next week on
Love
Friday.
Good night,
keep
Dave.
It ghetto, keep it gangster.
Love you, D. Good night. Bye.
Okay.
Fat.
I can't hang up on myself, so keep going down.
No, I know. After you say your stuff, just mute it now for a minute, and then I'm going to say
what
my goodbyes.
Sean, go. Play say what you got to say. 5 seconds. Go. 1.
I did.
Say it again.
Listening and horse and giving us numbers and all good stuff.
Okay, love you, Sean. Bye. Okay, that's Sean. No, it's just us. Go ahead, do that.
That's Fox. That was a good show, man.
Yeah.
That was a good show. What do you got for them tonight? What do you got to say?
That and PranksisRadio.com. YouTube.com/PranksisRadio. Call in 503-616-3777. Leave the stupid voicemails if I like them. I'll put them on the show.
So everybody that tuned in, Enigma and Nova and Cactus and Expo and Baz, thanks for calling in. Hillock, thanks for calling in. RBCP, Mizu Fan, Nova, I think I already said that one. Giad, everybody who got in here, Thoth, SpongeBob, all the notable people. If I didn't mention you, I'm sorry. We have a lot of people. Oh, thanks, Sterling too. He's another avid fan. Yeah, Lonesome, thank you for sending in the numbers. Carlito, thanks for letting us be on the stream. And everybody else, thanks for listening. We appreciate the support. Make sure to go to what's it called? Oh, PranksisRadio.com, and you know, check it out and everything. It's pretty cool. So for Dozer and Death Fox, we will see you all next week. Bye, guys. Take it easy and stay well.
stay on the line a bit a minute before
I am.